Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, you know, I'm just setting up at the last freaking minute and shit. I've been running around like crazy all day. But, again, like I do about this time, basically every day. Oh, shit. My phone's like ringing. Hold on, let me see who this is. Let me see who the hell this is calling me when they know I'm doing my show. Who's this? Hello? Hello? See? They're going to call my phone in the middle of my show. Hello? See, I want to put my phone on mute when I start my show. By the way, I'm reloaded! Yeah, I want to put my phone on mute when I start my show. This is why. People calling my phone. I air from 8 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday. Is it not Thursday? Is it not 8 p.m. fucking ill? Why are you calling my phone, Shawty? You know what it is. I just answered it just to let them, and then they ain't gonna say nothing. What the fuck? Damn it, man. Don't call my phone between the hours of 8 and 11 o'clock, Monday through Thursday. I can't answer it. I'm on the air. And this is somebody, I seen your name in the caller ID. I seen they gonna call you out on the air. Damn it, man. Let me get back to where I was at. Drums, please. Thank you. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 167. Chocolate inside. Vanilla out. I wanted to put that on there, but it was just too many words. I just decided to keep it short and sweet. Everybody loves chocolate, right? Of course, I love vanilla, too, you dig? I don't discriminate. But we'll get to that. Let me go ahead and run down how this works. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Welcome, everybody, to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, once again. The site to the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's where you can listen to the show online. If you don't want to hold your phone up to your ear, if you got access to the Internet, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. The letter K, dash the number 100. That's the official site for the show. Also, where you can capture past downloaded, past episodes of the show and download them. We got 167 episodes, including this one. And I've had some doozies, all right? I've had some real shit. I talk about everything from politics to pussy. It doesn't matter. You feel me? We cover the gambit around here. All right, so I've got some great shows, and they're just as entertaining to listen to. If you've never listened to K100 Radio ever before, you can go back and catch up. If you like this episode, it's your first time listening, go back and do your homework, catch up. We've talked about a whole bunch of things. Each show at the website has a breakdown, a synopsis, a monologue, if you will, about what's going to be talked about on that show, and I stick to the script. I don't change. I waver maybe in the third hour. Sometimes we go into overdrive, and then people want to start talking about sex and shit, and it gets out of control. But for the most part, 100% of my shows are what the topic actually says about. All right, I don't waver. I talk about the discussion at hand. If you don't want to talk about that, well, hang the fuck up and log off now. That being said, I'm on Facebook. I'm on MySpace. I'm in iTunes in front of the podcast section. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. Look up under the iTunes store. In the iTunes store, in the podcast section, type in K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that's my logo. That's us. So just in case you miss the episodes or you can't tune in live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., you know, you're just getting off work on the East Coast or at the West Coast, you're probably still at work, stuck in traffic, K100 can't get to the internet, got to get the kids ready for school, got to fix dinner, all that kind of shit. No matter. That's why we got the show site, so you can download it. Or if you use Apple products like the iPad, the iPhone, the iPod, all that shit, we're in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. Subscribe to our podcast. It's totally free. Doesn't cost you shit. All you got to do is plug your portable device up and hit sync. You know how this works. Download all the past episodes of K100 Radio and take them on the go with you. That's how I check out the shows that I miss. Well, actually, I don't miss anything, but if I want to listen to them. I haven't missed one fucking show yet. All 167, yours truly has been in the building. Over 20,000 downloads of the podcast, okay? That doesn't just happen. That means it's fucking good. It means it's entertaining. All right? So, and that doesn't count how many people call on the phones and listen on the internet. That's just people who missed the show and went back and caught it later. 20,000. That's where I'm at. Haven't been online a year yet. Pretty impressive, huh? Moving right along. Before I jump into the show one more time, the email address for the show, K100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio, all together. K100radio@gmail.com. If you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist and wants to get their music played on K100 Internet Radio, that's where you send it to me. Send it to me in the MP3 format. I try to play music that's pertaining to my show. If I'm just having a random show, then I can play a random song. But if you got a song talking about black power, I can't play your black power song in the middle of my show talking about fucking. So stop emailing me when I'm going to play your shit. You send me a type specific song. Next week when I talk about what the fuck's going on in Egypt and the revolution and shit, maybe I could play that shit. But I can't play it tonight. I couldn't play it all this week because it just wouldn't fit. All right? So when I have a show pertaining to that, I'll run your music. Stop fucking emailing me. I said I'm going to play it, and I play it. I play every song I say I'm going to play. Maybe not when you want me to play it, but you're not fucking paying anything over here. So I play it when I want to play it. Only one rule with the music. You got to make sure it sounds good. If it sounds like shit, well, you know what you do is shit. Exactly. I'm going to flush it. All right? So just send me some good quality music. It doesn't have to sound like you recorded that tree sound of Patchwork. If you're in Atlanta, you know what I'm talking about. That's where I'm broadcasting from, live via Atlanta, Georgia, by the way. All right? But it can't sound like you fucking recorded it with your fucking cell phone in the bathroom. Kill yourself. You're not fucking up my show like that. And I only spend independent artists. I don't spend big name people. You're not going to hear T.I. on this show. You're not going to hear Jeezy on this show. I got love for them dudes. I respect them as artists. But them motherfuckers ain't finna give me an interview, so fuck playing their shit. So, that. Moving right along. Episode 167, you dig? Chocolate inside. Ooh, it's going to be good. I got a couple of people that I personally invited to the show. I hope they call in. You feel what I'm saying? Really, 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 really hoping they call in, all right? So, for those of you who tuned in for the first time, what I do is I read a monologue, a little synopsis about what I'm going to be talking about for the show, and then I open up the phone lines and take my callers, all right? So, if you're on the phone line, I'm coming right to you. I see your 832. I see your 850. I see you 404, and I see you 678. I'm coming to you guys first, all right? So, episode 167. See, I have, and I'm reading now. I have some associates and friends that are white people, okay? Everybody who knows me knows this is true. If you're part of my K100 family, my real K100 family, to the point where you actually know about the secret group that we have that none of these other fucking lanes know about. It's not all black people in there. It's like 95% black people, but it's not all black. Au contraire. All right? Actually, it's got some white people. It's got a couple of white people in there, actually. About four of them, I think. And they're all cool. So I have some associates and friends that are white people. Like I said, even though 95% of my friends and associates are black, you know what I'm saying? The white people that I fuck with, they cool folks. All right? But I noticed one thing that's different about some of them. Some of them are simply white people who just happen to not be racist and prejudiced. And then, therefore, you know, you can have some that are, you know, they're cool and they talk like white people. They dress like white people. They do white people shit. You know what I'm saying? But some of them straight up, quote unquote, act black. Now, and this is one of the questions. When I say act black, that's technically a racist statement. All right, I asked one of the questions. I mean, to me, before I even ask that question, to me, it's kind of racist to say someone, quote-unquote, acts black. What the fuck does acting black mean? That's number one. When you say someone is acting black, that's the fucking first thing I think of in my brain. Like, what do you mean, acting black? What does that mean? So we're going to discuss that. What the fuck does it mean to act black? All right, but that's a whole other subplot up in the topic, all right? I'm from the South. From Panama City, Florida. I live in Atlanta. So I'm from the South, where we still have a wide range of race issues. All right? This is America. Not the America spelled with the C, but the America spelled with 3 K's. All right? Sometimes it can be America spelled with the C, and sometimes it can be America spelled with the 3 K's. All right? Like I said, I'm from the South, where white people have, you know what I'm saying, race issues. Black people have race issues. And that is what it is. But for some reason, you know, when white people have more friends that they hang around that are black, well, you know, I mean, some things eventually rub off on them. You know what I'm saying? If all you hang around is a certain kind of people, it might rub off on you. Now, of course, we're still going to get into what acting black means, but if all you hang around is thug niggas, you might start doing thug shit. I'm just saying. If you're female and all you hang around is a bunch of hoes, birds of a feather. I'm just saying. Some things might rub off on you. I'm saying, ladies. Don't get mad when people say you walking with 4 known hoes and you the only good girl and people think you a hoe. I'm just saying. All right? But that's a whole other topic. Anyway, I think almost every black person from the hood, at least in my hood and every hood I've ever been in, you know what I'm saying, they know I have at least one white person in the hood that they've accepted as their own. They're always around. You feel me? Every hood has that one white person, that one white chick that won't get her ass beat when she walks to the club, but he won't get jumped on by 30 niggas when he goes to the club, because he's been down from day one. He done got his ass jumped all the way from third grade up to fifth to eighth. He done paid his dues. He done fought his way through the hood. He's accepted. He's one of us. She's one of us. We all got one of those people. They earn their stripes and passes to be viewed differently. Unfortunately, white people who have a lot of black friends and the ones who tend to quote-unquote act black, you feel, hold on, because Bully's calling me in the middle of my show. Yes, Bully. I'm in the middle of the show, Bully. Well, I'm answering the phone because Big Bully Streets is calling my phone when he knows that I'm on the air. What do you have to say, Bully? What do you need to say? Do I need to refer something to the people? Are you coming to do your verse, Bully? Are you coming to do your verse tonight? I'm talking to Big Bully Street. Are you going to be able to come into the studio and do your verse tonight? Okay, I'm gonna call you back because you're in the middle of my show and you're killing me now. This is for you, Bully. Did you hear that? One more time. All right, I'm hanging up. God. People. Anyway, back to what I was fucking saying before. I was rudely interrupted by Big Bully Street. Check out the video coming soon for the automatic. That's my homie, though. He's Team Striz. He's the label. It is what it is. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Unfortunately, white people who act black or whatever, who have a lot of black friends, they get termed by a pretty nasty term called wigger, which is basically like calling a white person a nigger, just with a W. But it's kind of worse than being called the actual nigger, not nigger, but nigger, because it says that just because you don't act like what your skin says you're supposed to act like, then you are somehow downgraded. To a term that's actually used in a very hateful way. So if you're a white person that quote-unquote acts black, then you're a wigger to some people, even black people, which is basically calling you a nigger if you're black. Not nigger, nigger. Of course, everybody on the show knows the difference. If you don't, you'll learn quickly. So, just like blacks that quote-unquote act white and they get branded a sellout, I think whites that act black or even just associate with a lot of black people have it hard. You feel me? I think you guys have it hard. I think you guys have it harder to deal with a lot of shit that a lot of people take for granted that they don't understand. You feel what I'm saying? And so I'm here to discuss that tonight on K100 Internet Radio. I'd like to get your input. I sent some emails out and some text messages out to a lot of my white friends. You feel me? Hopefully they can call into the show and tell me what it's like. Because a lot of my white friends, and we're going to get into what the definition of a quote-unquote wigger is, really. We're going to get down to the in-depth of that. You feel what I'm saying? Because you got white people who hang around black people who like, yeah, I'm a wigger, and you got some white people who like, I'm not a fucking wigger. I'm not trying to act black. I just like black people. We cool. So we're going to get into all these kind of things tonight on K1's Internet Radio. So here go the question. What do you think of whites that mostly hang around blacks or quote-unquote act black? That's the first question. Question number two, is using the term acting black racist to you? That's question number two. Is when you say you acting black, ain't that kind of fucking racist? I'm just saying. Just asking. Question number three, do you think that whites that only date blacks or other people but just not white people are sellouts? Like they call blacks who do that, you feel me? Black people, I'm going to tell you right now, black people, especially niggas, all right? Niggas and black people for the most part. When you just date, when you exclusively single out and say, I don't date black people. Now, it's one thing to say that you date white girls and you like to fuck white girls, you feel me? That's not the same thing as saying, I don't date black people, period. You got some white people who say, I don't date white guys. I hear it all the time. I know a lot of white girls who all they fuck is black dudes. They don't even like what they don't date white guys, and vice versa with black guys and white and other women. You feel what I'm saying? It's more a lot of times you see more white girls that exclusively do that. A lot of my white homeboys that fuck black girls, they fuck white girls too. You feel me? But a lot of the white girls that I notice they really once they go black, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you never go back. That's what they say. I'm just saying, that's what I heard through the grapevine. I could be wrong. We'll find out tonight. Question number four. Do you think that whites who hang around mostly blacks should get a pass for using the word nigger? Not nigger. Of course, you know what happens if you use the word nigger. Yeah. I don't give a fuck who you are, how long you've been in the hood or whatever. You say nigger, with the E-R, you're going to get your ass dumped out. Yeah. That doesn't change. But do you think it's cool for white people to use the word nigger? Man, niggas be tripping, man. Blah, blah, blah. You feel me? White rappers that use the word nigga in their rhymes and their flows. You feel me? Question number five. What is the difference between a wigger and a white person that just isn't racist? Tell me what the fuck is it. When you see somebody and you be like, oh, he's a fucking wigger. What the fuck? Break that down for me. Like, what are they doing that every other white person that associates with black people isn't doing to make you want to brand them a wigger, and you know what I'm saying, and really to just go there and use that extreme term. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because I know some people just say, you know, it's different when you just hang with black people and then you actually feel like you are black or you quote unquote want to be black. Like some people say, you acting black, like I said. So these are all the things that we're talking about tonight on K100 Internet Radio. You dig? All right, I'm going to get ready to go to the phone lines. You feel me? Everybody that's on the internet, if you're on the internet, you got to dial 347-934-0966. And once again, for all of my new callers, I see a couple of new numbers and unblocked numbers and stuff. People I don't recognize on the phone lines. Got quite a few people on the line already. I guess people want to talk about this. You got to make sure you listen to the prompts. And you got to make sure you hit the number one so I know that you guys want to talk to me. If not, I'll assume you just called into the show just to listen on the phone because you don't have access to the internet or something. All right? So, without further ado, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go. First up, 832-576. That's Texas, but I don't know this number.
Hello.
You're on K100 Internet Radio. What's popping?
Hello.
Hello. What it do?
Hey, you already know who it is. Grind to the max, homie.
Oh, who this is? Who is this? Oh, this is Nooney?
Yeah.
Oh, what's happening, homie? Thanks for calling the show, you dig? I really appreciate you calling in to the show. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody
Texas
on the phone lines. Yeah, Texas stand up. Hey, all you people on the phone lines, I got a lot of people on here that's not hitting number one. Make sure that you hit number one on your keypad if you want to talk to me, all right? Make sure you hit that number one on the keypad. Because I got quite a few people on the line, but it's only about six of y'all, which is plenty right now, that's hitting the number one. So y'all guys, if you want to talk to me now, make sure you hit the number one on the keypad. All right, so I got the homie Nooney Jr. on the line first, all right? All right, this is the first person up on deck. So Nooney, let me go ahead and jump into this. Ask you the questions. What do you think? What do you think of white people that mostly hang around blacks or quote unquote act black?
I don't even know what act black really means.
Well, I'm trying to find out tonight.
I think what people really should say is maybe they talking about the white people that act like either they hip or you know, they into the hip hop, or maybe act like thugs, you know, because that's like three different things right there.
But
you know,
I mean,
you got different.
Shut up, though. See, it's white gangsters. White people,
but the white gangsters don't act like the black dudes from Trenton, New Jersey, and they don't act like the black dudes from the Magnolia Project. It's you know, the gangster, see, gangster and thug, or not even thug, but hoodlum, petty hoodlum, is what a lot of black dudes are. And, you know, the white gangsters, well, really, they're Italian. And Italians don't even call themselves white. You know, a lot of them.
Okay, the point is, you saying,
yeah.
We can have this discussion, but this discussion will last forever until somebody gives me a definitive what the fuck it means when you say you acting black. You say you shouldn't say that.
I think when people say that, they just talking about dudes sagging their pants and wearing ball caps, you know, like to the left or to the right or to the back or slanted. You know, just a whole swagger of, you know, like, you know, having that whole rapper look, you know, that what a lot of people call the rapper look. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Okay, so to you, if a white person dresses with their pants sagging and you feel me, with a do-rag on or something like that, with that quote-unquote black in the hood swag, then that is, to you, acting black. If they ride around listening to hip-hop in the Chevy on 24s with their 12s bumping hard, that's acting black.
No, not to me, but that's what it is to a lot of people, though. I mean,
so
to me, that's so common in 2011. It ain't even acting black no more. To me, it's acting white. You feel me? But that's a whole other issue, though.
No, that's not a whole other issue. It's actually intertwined with this discussion. That's absolutely 100% what I want to talk about. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I mean, at the end of the day, we got people that's going to be on the phone lines, and I'm gonna try to define acting black. See, it's one. See, the term acting black. It's a term that we've all used, and it's one of the terms that we use so loosely, and then somebody says, what does that mean? And then everybody's like, but you use it. I know you use it, and I know everybody else. I know people use this term. I've used it before. But then again, I'm still having this show, like, trying to get a definitive definition of what it's
like. I might be one of the few people that don't use it.
You've never used it? Or don't use it anymore?
No, I mean, cause I got like a good understanding of a lot of stuff. You know, people learn behaviors from TV and stuff, and I mean, I really don't be tripping on white dudes that do that. I mean, it is what it is. White people been imitating James Brown. You know, I mean, this stuff is not new. You know what I'm saying? White people had black people on stage in the 30s and stuff, man. You know, entertaining them. You know, you feel me? At the cotton clubs and all that. This ain't nothing new, you know?
Okay.
I mean, now they want booties and stuff, and now they want to wear braids and stuff.
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a white girl with a fat ass and said, damn, she got an ass like a black girl? Have you ever said that?
I actually say a little bit more.
So this is what I'm saying. See, we have all these things that's synonymous with quote unquote being black. I feel like if I see a white boy and he's got a do-rag on with his hat to the sides, with his head with his pants sagging and a grill with some braids, some kind of way, he got his hair braided or dreaded up, I'm looking at him like, damn, he acting black. I mean,
yeah, maybe 15 years ago, but now, bro, I'm so used to it. I'm so used to it. It's like it's not even that.
What it is,
not
though.
Even. Yeah.
You feel me? I mean, gay people are gay. We get more and more used to it because they're ramming it down our throat, but they're still gay. So they're still acting black to me, even though it's more prevalent now.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm saying...
Yeah, you know, gay is a little bit more striking to people.
Yeah, I know, you know what I'm just saying. Relatively. So let me ask you this. Is using the term acting black racist to you? When you say that,
that's more impartial and judgmental. It's not racist.
It's not racist.
Because racism equals race
prejudice.
Plus power. And there's no power. There's, you know, there's pretty much no power to me in telling a person that they're acting black. You don't really get power from that by using race. You know, racism equals racism plus power. So to me, it's just being impartial and judgmental. You
okay.
know what I mean? And it's also being discriminatory. You feel me?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Prejudice is using the term acting black being prejudiced to you.
Well, see, at first you had said racist, though.
No, I'm gonna change the word prejudice for the sake of this conversation. Then I say racist or prejudice. Racist or prejudice.
Yeah. So well, yeah, I mean, to me, it's prejudging a person. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you are, you know.
Because when you say act, that means you think that a black person has to act that way, which means you are prejudging them just because they're black. You're assuming that they act that way.
Well,
right?
I don't say anything, you know. But yeah, I feel you. I mean, because I know that black people don't all act the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know. I got black people in my family that make $100,000 a year, you know. So,
I mean, they can make all the money they want. You got motherfuckers like Allen Iverson that's millionaires, but he still come out that motherfucker acting
that's basketball though. I'm talking about doctors and teachers and professors. I'm not talking about a basketball player. You don't have to really have that high of a mental aptitude to be an NBA basketball player, you know.
Oh. You just gave me a good idea for another show with saying that statement. Question number 3. Do you think that whites that only date blacks or others are sellouts? Because that's what they call black people. If you go to a black man and you say, man, I only date black girls, period. All I date is white girls. I don't even like black girls.
I think that they're sellouts? I feel like this. If they're doing it because they're trying to rebel or they're doing it because they don't feel good about themselves, and it's something to do only like to, you know, for that type of reason, I won't call them a sellout. I'll just call them confused. But as far as, like, see, some white guys, they just like black women. You know, I mean, like, that's like, if you was to ask me, would I talk to a Brazilian chick over a black chick, does that make me a sellout? Like, no, because I like how they look.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, who am I really to judge anybody? But you know, I feel like this: a lot of white guys, they have been sucked into the hip hop culture, and the hip hop culture values booty, it values money, and rims, booty, stuff like that, dancing. You know what I'm saying? Skills with the lyrics. So I don't really call them a sellout for that. No.
Okay. You don't think they're selling out? Okay. Let me ask you this. The fourth question. Do you think that whites who hang around mostly blacks should get a pass for using the word nigger?
No.
No?
No. I mean, and I have a couple reasons to say no. And this ain't even because it bothers me. It's because it can definitely get a white person hurt. For saying that word. You don't never want to do nothing that's going to put you in harm's way. You know, because I don't think that they mean no harm by saying it. Because I've been around white guys in the military, and they all be in their little Jeeps, and they all be saying the little songs, and they don't be meaning nothing bad about it. They be having fun. But if he's doing something that's normal to him, and it could possibly get him hurt, you know, just for him, just having fun, I don't think that it's a smart choice. Now, whether if I'm going to check somebody, I'm not going to check them. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying that I haven't checked people before for saying that. But 2011, I'm going to mind my own business. You know what I mean?
So you're not going to say anything about it per se because it doesn't bother you like that, but you don't suggest that they do it because they could get their ass mashed.
Hold on. I didn't hear exactly what you had said.
I said that you don't really care if they say it. It doesn't really bother you if white people say it, but you don't think you don't suggest that they should say it because it could get them hurt.
Yeah, like see, I'm not talking about them saying it to me, like directly to me in like a negative way. I'm talking about like if I see some white guys talking to each other, calling each other nigger, like, I'm going to look at it. I'm going to notice it because that word always raises your eyebrow. But at the same time, like, I feel like this. They're going to have to learn on their own. You know what I'm saying? If I go out here and rob a store, ain't no white dude going to tell me, hey, man, don't do that. You know, I got to learn on my own. So if that's what it takes, And I'm not saying that white people can't fight, but if they run into the wrong person and they say that word, and if they get beat up, then that's on them. I mean, it's like they know better. You know what I'm saying?
So I was about to move on to you said they know better. What do you mean they know better? So you saying they should know better not to say that?
Because
got white people that say it all
like
the time. That's what they do all the time.
It is like this, bro. Bro, I know better than the – I know that cracker is a derogatory term. And if I know better, just like I know saying the word spick is a derogatory term for Spanish people. Like I know if I call somebody a kite, you know what I'm saying, from certain countries. I know this. And if I know it, other people know it.
They're saying nigga. They're saying like, man, shit.
It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter. They know what there has been enough movies. And see, people watch TV. They read books. There's been enough publications that have explained what happens when you say this word.
Okay.
Win, lose, or draw, it's going to be a fight. If not more.
Right.
And you know, one thing about it, black people, a lot of black people in the ghetto that don't have a lot of money and that don't have a lot of patience and don't have a lot of mental aptitude, they feel like violence is the only way to prove themselves. The violence and you know, that type of conquest is the way to get their point across. So it's not going to be like, hey, dude, don't call me nigger. That's not what it's going to be. And you don't even have to be around ghetto black people to get into a fight for saying that word. You can be around some established black people and still have that same type of, you know, ferociousness come out.
Okay.
My advice to any white people, don't say it around. If you're going to say that, which a lot of them do it around each other, don't come around people you don't know saying that, because you mess around and will get hurt.
Right. Okay. Question number 5. What is the difference between a wigger and a white person that just isn't racist? I know you've heard the term wigger. When you see
the
somebody,
wigger term.
I think the
wigger term is more referred to the white guys who are not from the ghetto, never been there, but they watch TV and they emulate rappers. And now you got some white boys that's just white. They just white as all day, but they cool with everybody. Like, if you in the Marine Corps or the Navy, they got a lot of white boys that are real cool, and they just cool because maybe their parents raised them to not hate people for their race or whatever. Or, you know, whatever the case was. But I think wigger was invented in California for all those white boys from out of Cali that, you know, because see, white, you see, like, race is not that big. I mean, it's like a big issue in Cali, but a lot of people get along with each other. Now, the Mexicans don't get along with the blacks. But you know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother thing.
Right.
But like the whites, like, it's really cool in Cali, like especially like southern Cali, to be white and be hip, you know. So I think that's where that term came from.
I'm finna move on from Nooney. But I gotta ask him one more question. This is the third or fourth time you said white boys as hip. So are you saying that if you're not acting black or if you don't be like black people,
I didn't say black. I said hip.
What do you mean?
Hip is like hip is the way that you walk. It's the way you talk. It's like that cool, laid back player type swagger. You know what I'm saying? And I know that you know what I'm talking about.
I know, but I'm saying the way you're using it in your sentences, you could also you using it as a synonym for black.
I know where I'm from. Mexican people are hip. I mean, it's not just a black thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got 3 million Mexicans down here, so it's not just a black thing. I mean, you got Mexicans that are hip, you got blacks that are hip. You even got, you know, some of the white cats from the trailers. You know, they're hip. But I think the whole hip thing comes from New York City, you know, with the whole hip hop, the whole you know, swag and it's all that type of stuff. Like really, like the '70s is where all that stuff came from. You know what I mean? But right. I mean, I don't really know how to say a person is acting black because I know all kind of black people that
well,
act all kind of different ways.
People do it all the time, though. People use that fucking term all
see,
the time, homie.
See, man, like, honestly, that sounds like a person who ain't never been nowhere.
Man,
you know
come
what
on.
I'm saying?
No. I know people who travel the world. I know motherfuckers who make six figures and who got college degrees who ain't still.
It's one thing, dog. Hey, it's one thing to travel the world.
They said it in black.
Listen, Blizzum, it's one thing to travel the world, but you got to be able to be a good receptor. There is no way that there is no way that me being from a city that has 5 million people that I can say that all black people act alike. It is impossible.
They still term acting black when they see white boys doing some shit or white girls.
Guess what? Everybody got a right to their own opinion, but you know, opinion is based on how you was raised and how you you know the stuff you was born with. But a person like me, I read a lot of books. I paint, I draw, I play the piano, so my mind is a little different than the average person who's just saying, "Oh, that's a black way to act." You know, like because Africans don't act like that. So I mean, you know, black to me is like an American term. Black is an American term. So obviously, it didn't even come from us. You know,
okay.
Because Africans don't act like that. And I have been to Africa.
Right. So okay then. I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna leave Nunes' mic open because he's a BTR host and this is what I do. So I'm going to leave Nunes' mic open. You know what I'm saying? Homie, you know how it works. Mute your background. Chime in. If somebody says something that you want to speak on. I'm going to go to the next call, though, because I got about 10 people with their hands raised.
Hey,
so please. Hey,
a lot of people let you break them down, man. Hey, I want to tell all the callers, if you feel a certain way, represent how you feel and be truthful about it. Hello.
I mean, my goal is to break them down, but a lot of them don't.
I'm just keeping it 100. You feel me?
Nunes said some of my calls, he think I talk y'all out of how y'all was thinking, and I get outrageous, and then I talk y'all down. We're going to see tonight. We're going to open up the phone lines. Where are all my white friends at? Where the hell are all my white friends I invited to this shit? I'm going to be highly upset and pissed with you white people if you're on this phone line and you're not hitting number one, A, and B, if you're just not calling in again. I'm going to have choice words with you on Facebook, Twitter,
hey,
wherever I know. Yes.
Listen. I'm at my mama's house. You wanna interview her?
I'm gonna get back on. Let me get these callers first. You feel me?
All right.
All right. Next up. El Panama was on deck. I see Shay on the line. I see Mike G on the line. I see T. Lewis. I said 718. I think that's game. I'm gonna come for you, game. I'm gonna check and see if that's game right there. Also, I see Jana's on the line. So I'm gonna make sure I get Jana up here too. All right, El Panama, what's happening, homie?
What's going on with you, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I'm picking up. Everybody's jumping on the line now so I can pick up the pace. Here we go. Okay, so what do you think, El Panama, is what do you think of whites that mostly hang around blacks or quote-unquote act black? What do you think about them people?
Well, at first, man, I look at them, and I check them out and see if they're just, if they're a white person that grew up around, you know, black people, or if they're just some white person, you know, from outside, just actually trying to be like a black person, you know.
What does trying to be like a black person mean? What does that mean? Trying to be like a black person. What does that mean?
Trying to copy black culture, black dress, black, you know, black the way we talk and everything else.
Uh-huh.
Like the haircuts, too, and all that, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so do you think you
just trying to be a copycat, as opposed to you actually growing up around some black folks, you know?
Okay,
that's all you know.
So first and foremost, when you see a white person quote unquote acting black, the first thing you do is try and feel them out and see if A, they're what Nunes' definition of rigor was, which is a white guy who's never even been to the hood, who grew up in the burbs, but he's still emulating shit he saw on TV, or if he's actually from the fucking projects, like he grew up in the projects too, because he just happened to be poor. Right?
Right, right. I agree with that, yeah.
So there's a distinct difference between the two. So okay, let me ask you this then, before I move to the next question. Which one of those motherfucking two people annoy the fuck out of you? Which one of those ones that you just don't like? Or do you care?
The dude that didn't grow up around black folks that's trying to copycat, just to kind of like Nooney said, rebel. They're just trying to rebel and just basically trying to, I guess they're kind of lost. They're not trying to, ain't nothing sincere, genuine about them. They're just trying to, they have no identity. They're trying to copy something else. That kind of, not irked the hell out of me to where I would want to hurt them or something, but it just don't sit right with me, you know. It's fake.
Okay.
He just want them to be be whoever they is.
Right. So basically, a white person who never really grew up around black people, who now grows up and now that he's adult and he can buy his own clothes and get his own haircuts or whatever, he grew up in the burbs with mommy and them, but now say he's 22 years old and now all he do is listen to hip hop, ride Chevys on 24s, got his pants sagging, got a grill, hat to the side. He's fake. He's a wigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's only, and you can say, and only if it's in, to the point to where they just trying to overdo it.
What is overdoing it? What do you mean? What's overdoing it? I don't understand what you mean. What do you mean overdoing it?
Overdoing it is just if you a white person and you in your little center of black people that you hang around, you the loudest motherfucker. You trying to curse the loudest, trying to.
I know. I mean, cursing loud. I mean, is it that? Is cursing loud? The loudest?
Hey, listen.
Trying to be heard and seen. That's what I'm saying.
I don't really think he means it like the way he said it. I think what he's trying to say is just like talking exactly how Boo Boo talk or Dee Dee talk, like you know, and saying it the loudest and making sure that everybody sees him.
Exactly. He wants to be noticed. You know, he wants to stand out. You know,
he wants that. Acceptance.
What's the difference between him and a loud redneck? You feel what I'm saying? Rednecks are loud and want to be seen and heard. I mean, you feel what I'm saying?
But that redneck is being a genuine redneck, Blue. He's being a genuine redneck. He's not trying to be something else. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so is using the term acting black racist to you?
No, not to me.
It's all prejudice. When you say black.
It's not prejudice. Well, okay, you know, now that you put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a prejudice term, because especially if you don't know the person.
Right,
you know,
because what is acting black? See, my thing is, I'm trying to
offer the
definition of acting black. What is acting black?
Acting black could be many things. Every black person don't act the same, you know.
Right. So, thank you. You're right. Every black person doesn't act the same. But when you see a white boy do certain things, you say he's acting black. But if every black person doesn't act the same, how the fuck can you say that? But it's a term that's widely used.
I'm not personally saying that. I'm saying, like, but society, you know, so we know society done coined that term, acting black. You know,
have you ever used that word? Have you ever used that phrase? I've used it a million times.
You know what? I hadn't used that. I can't even tell you the last time I've used it, though. It's been some years, because that's just how over that whole thing I am.
Really? I'm not over at all. You know what I'm saying? What does that mean? I'm just saying, I use that term. If I see a white person doing certain things, I'll be like, yeah, he act black. He act like a black boy. You feel what I'm saying? If I see a white girl, all she want to do is ride around chilling with the black girl, smoking weed. She got her hair cut and the motherfucking bob and shit. You feel what I'm saying? She got tattoos. I'm like, she act like a black girl.
I see it. My eyes, I ain't blind to it. But I don't pay the shit, you know. I didn't keep it moving. It ain't nothing, you know.
A room full of people that's acting like that. Like you just said, you don't think to yourself they act black. Really? I cannot honestly sit here and say that shit on K100, because I would have to kill my fucking self. I would be breaking rule number one, the only one fucking rule I have on this fucking show, if I said that bullshit. There's no way I can really say that.
Understand what I'm saying.
I do see it
and look at it and acknowledge it, but it ain't nothing to me. You know, it ain't nothing to me. You know, it's 2011. You let folks do what they want to do.
2012 or 2034. At the end of the day, we have. I'm gonna go to the next question, because my thing with it is, we have
We have terms and shit that we use, okay? We have, quote-unquote, acting black. We have white people that act black or whatever. And we say this shit all the time. Even if we don't say it, we think it. When you see the white boy who's loud, who's talking, acting, saying certain things or cussing and whatever, you feel me? Because the first question is, what do you think of white people who mostly hang around blacks or act black? You were able to point out, you know what I'm saying, what do you think about them and able to identify them. And you said you feel them out, but at the same time, you're coming right back here and you're saying that.
Because
you
this
know,
is what, I mean, we see this every day. Of course I can identify
them.
Liz
is trying to break them. Liz is trying to break them.
I know, and I ain't going to let them, Nooney. I ain't going to let him.
You feel what I'm saying? That's hypocritical at best.
I don't see it like that.
Hypocritical.
I don't see it like that.
Fine. Okay, next question. Question number three. Do you think whites that only date blacks or others are quote unquote sellouts? Because if you talk to a black person and they tell you, man, I don't even fuck with black girls anymore. All I date is white girls. Or especially if you meet a black woman who say, I don't do black guys anymore. All I date is white guys or other. You gonna say that bitch is a sellout. Oh, sellout bitch. Oh, sellout nigga. Right. So what about white people who do that? Are they selling out on their race?
That's kind of hard for me. I mean, that's kind of hard to answer because I'm not a white person to tell somebody another white dude they're a sellout. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Do you say when a black girl...
But to answer your question, no. I don't think they're a sellout.
Do you think black girls who only date white men are sellouts?
No, not really, because I'm a person that, you know, you date who you want to date.
Okay, you took too long to answer that question.
That's just how I'm over that. I'm over that shit, man. If she want to go date a white dude, she can date a white dude. I don't give a damn.
People on the phone line raising their hand. I'm going to move on. Okay, next question. Do you think whites who hang around blacks should get a pass for using the word nigga?
Now, that's the question that kind of really hit home there because I got a homie, real close homie, you know, that I consider a brother. He's white and Filipino. And he say the word, when he around me and some of the other mutual people in our circle, he say the word nigga, but it ain't nigger, you know, the demeaning nigger. He say nigga. And, you know, he says it in the right context. If he sees somebody doing some nigga shit,
uh-huh.
He'd be like, man, look at that nigga over there, man. Look at this nigga right here. You know what I'm saying? And he don't overdo it. He say it in the right context. And this is how he has always been since we've been little.
Uh-huh.
You know? So and whenever he says that word, I don't look at him cockeyed. I don't think twice about it. Because that's just who he is. And it's normal.
What about what Nooney said? When Nooney said he don't suggest that no white person do that because everybody ain't got that white homeboy that grew up with them from childhood who get a pass on that shit. So some white people can say that shit in the wrong circle of motherfuckers and get their ass stumped the fuck out, whether they're the cool white motherfucker who grew up in the projects or not.
In a way, Nooney is right. You know, in a way, Nooney is right. But then it depends on that person and what environment he in.
Listen,
like, I wasn't saying that I would do it. Like, I heard Blizzom say something in his synopsis that it's always a white boy in every hood. And, like, that's not true, though.
I feel like every hood I've been in, they always got one.
Right. Cause listen. Like, I could take y'all to New Orleans right now, to Third Ward, New Orleans, and you will see no white people. None. Like, there are none. They don't exist there. Not even white cops, black cops with gold teeth in their mouth.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why I said that, because I have seen a lot of white boys get beat up, and they weren't even trying to be funny. They weren't trying to be rude. That's just how they talk, because that's the music that they listen to.
That's the music. If they rap anything like that. And they use the term, and they rap some their music and shit, and they think that they can say it around every black person. I'm with you, Nooney. Put it this way. This is how
that's,
I feel about
that's
it.
The realness. That's the realness about it.
I know some white boys who have quote-unquote paid their dues and have been around, and they actually got that's more nigga than a lot of niggas I know, who, if they use it,
in their hood where they from, okay? If they use it in their hood where they from, they good. But every nigga, every black person ain't like that. So you can't just arbitrarily say that until you know that every nigga in this room is like that. So if you ain't amongst your people that you grew the fuck up with, all right, that you've been knowing for fucking 15, 20 years, I suggest you don't do it if you white, because you can get your fucking ass beat up.
And you know what? My homeboy that I was talking about, he knows that. And
right.
He knows the rules. He don't do that to everybody, you know. And this is a funny thing he told me that happened to him when he was over there in the desert. He working government contract jobs, stuff like that. He'd say an African from like, you know, the damn jungle somewhere that's working out there with him walked up to him and say, "What's up, my nigga?"
Uh huh.
And he looked at him like, "What the fuck?" he looked at him like, "What the fuck?" You know.
Right.
So that's how you know that whole nigga thing could get thrown out of context. You got to know how to. Even some, that just show you. Even some of them don't even know how to use it in the right context, you know?
Right, right.
That dude, he said, didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He was just trying to be cool.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, that's where we're at with it. Right now, we have Nooney who says it shouldn't be done, but then we have El Panama who said, if he's around his folks. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna go with a combination of the two. Actually,
I just feel like this, Blizzle.
Uh-huh.
It's like this. You don't live your life. Well, I'm gonna say you shouldn't live your life to cause conflict.
Uh huh.
And like straight up, if you ride through Sunnyside, Houston, Texas,
uh huh,
Fifth Ward, Houston, Texas, Third Ward, Houston, Texas, or anywhere else where it's a whole lot of black people at, and you say that. If they don't beat you up, they're going to set you up. They're going to act like it's cool.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going to string you along until they get what they want, and then you're going to end up a murder victim. And I'm just telling you how not how black people act, but how these thugs act, how they think. You
right.
feel me?
Right,
like,
right.
You know, and I'm with them every single day. Like, a lot of people on your show, I don't know where they live, but I'm in that zip code every single day.
All right.
So I'm not removed from the ghetto. I'm still there.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. You feel me? We're going to go ahead and move it right along because I got a lot of people on the phone lines. You feel me? A lot of people on the phone lines. Hold on a second. Sam, I was trying to get the game real quick. I think he hung up. All right. Stay on the line, El Panama. You feel me? All right, El Panama. I got El Panama on freeze. He's going to stay on the line. I'm going to go ahead and jump to a white person real quick. I see Jana on the line. I see Young Pat on the line. Nooney, please do not badger Jana. Please, Nooney. I'm going to open up Jana's mic.
Hey, bro, I ain't got nothing bad to say about her. She knows what she did. It is what it is. It's all
okay.
good.
All right. Jana.
I did not do a damn thing.
Jana! Why are you going to keep talking?
Right now.
No,
right now.
No. I'm going to hang up on you, Jana, if you fucking say that again.
Playing.
I swear to God.
Hey,
I'm trying to keep the peace.
Hey, Blizzard.
Now I'm gonna hang up.
That's her hanging around too many black girls. You hear me?
Oh uh-huh. Lord.
That's what it is, Nooney.
There you go.
Exactly. Because you know, you're trying to be serious with her.
Uh huh.
Taking it for a joke.
Okay, you're right. Let me go ahead and move along, Jana. Jana, I got Jana on line. I'm gonna go to Young Pat next. You feel me? And then I'm gonna go to some of my other callers, but I want to get the two white people that I know that's white at least on the line right now. All right. So Jana, let me ask you the questions, okay? Episode 167. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host Blizzum. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I got my homie Nooney Jr. on the line from the Go Hard Radio show. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He has a show, too. We'll let you get the contact information, how you can check him out. He comes on after my show goes off, so he's one of a BTR host, too, so I keep his mic open. You feel me? I got Jan on the line. Jana is from Texas. She's a white girl. She likes black dick. We've established that on the show.
Oh, Lord. I know you didn't go there.
What? All you fucking black guys, right? Okay.
It is true.
That's not all. No.
When were the last three men you fucked? Were they black or white? Thank you.
The last three?
We'll move right along. Now, the questions are, Jana, what do you think of white people that mostly hang around blacks or quote unquote hack black. What do you think about them now? And keep in mind, you're probably going to be talking about yourself. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about them?
What do I think of them? I don't think nothing of them.
You think that's normal? That's normal behavior for you? Really?
It's not normal behavior, but I mean, what is there to think of? Why even have a double thought of that? Like, so what? And
the real world we live in, Jana. It's the real world we live in. We can act like shit like this don't matter, but that's not fucking true. This is America. This country was founded on racism. Racism runs rampant in this world. It's not going. We're doing better as a species, but we're nowhere near close to resolving this problem of race, religious persecution, any of that. So we keep it 100 on the show. So let's not act like it is no. It just doesn't fucking matter. Yes, it does matter. Your race matters.
Blizzard.
Yes.
Hey, she might not even be acting. She just might be oblivious.
You watch the news, Jenna? Do you see that? Do you understand that black people and white people, there's a difference between us? I know that you don't treat black people any different than anything, but you do realize that it's a difference between us, right?
I know.
Okay, then. So, therefore, you can't answer that question the way you said. You must, in fact, indeed acknowledge that there is a difference between being white and black. So, when you think of white people that mostly hang around blacks or quote unquote act black, these people are not acting, quote-unquote, normal.
Well, then, but you say that, but then what again, what is acting white?
I don't know. I want to know what acting black is. Can anybody answer that for me definitively yet?
Because that's what I would like to know, because I hear this term a lot.
Acting black?
Acting white.
What are you, let me break it down for you, Jenna. When you see a white person, all right, a white girl or a white guy, they can dress a certain way, talk a certain way, use slang, listen to a certain kind of music, and you will say they kind of act, they act black. Would you admit that?
I don't say that, but yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
You don't feel that way, though. You feel like that's just normal acting for white people. That's just how white people act.
It don't have to be normal. Everybody's different. That's why you can't say, like, oh, you're acting black, because not every black person is the same, just like not every white person is the same.
Well, hey, Blizzum, I'm about to hit it on the nail for you. What he's trying to say is about the white boys who act like they're from the hood, and they're not from the hood.
Uh-huh. Them are what you call wiggers, but you got some white boys who were raised in the hood. So is it okay?
But see, I'm not talking about them. See, you have to kind of change what you're saying. Cause if you don't, she's gonna keep saying that everybody's, you know, like
okay,
see, and like look, me and her said the same thing, but I definitely recognize what you're talking about. It's not even hard for me to consider it.
Right. So Jenna, so when you see white guys who never been around the hood, they grew up in the suburbs with their mommy them, and you know what I'm saying? They've never really been through anything, but then they walk around, all they want to listen to is rap music, get their hair braided, get a grill, ride Chevys with 24s.
Throwing up gang signs.
Throwing up gang signs, and they never banged. What do you say about those guys?
That's just somebody trying to act like something that they're not.
And that something is what? That they're not.
Ghetto. Black ghetto.
Right? That's something that they're trying to do, because it's not is black, right?
Yeah, okay, I'm following. Yeah, okay.
Like pulling teeth sometimes, people, I swear, it's really like pulling teeth sometimes to get people to admit the absolute obvious, simplest thing. Next question, Jenna. Is using the term acting black prejudice or racist to you?
Not so much racist, no.
But prejudice?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay.
what do you mean by somewhat? I mean, you prejudging. You first of all, you're looking at the white dude. You done wrote him off, and now you done wrote off all black people, because all black people act alike. So it is prejudice. It's very prejudice.
It is prejudice, that even though everybody uses the term. I use the term, but like I said on the show on K100, people, I openly admitted that I am prejudiced. You feel what I'm saying? I am prejudiced. I'm not a racist, but I am prejudiced. I can say that. I can admit that flaw in my character. I'm trying to work on it, but at the end of the day, I am what I am. I make no apologies for it. I just try and better myself, but I am prejudiced. Okay, so the next question, Jenna. Do you think whites that only date blacks or others are sellouts? Because you know that we call black girls or black guys who only date other people that don't date their race, we call them sellouts. Most 90% of black people will say that. You're going to have 10% who say, ah, that's just them. That's just their own personal choice. I understand that, but fuck that. We're dealing with realistic numbers. 9 out of 10 black people who, if you ask them, tell them somebody never dates anybody exclusively. I mean, they exclude anybody from their own race. You're going to say, damn, that's a sellout motherfucker. So what do you think about black or white people who only date people that's not white?
Well, of course I'm going to say no. It's not going to be a sellout, no.
Is it because that's all you date that, so you don't want to call yourself a sellout?
No, it's not all I date. I don't
why
date
do you,
white
why
men.
Why do you say of course? Of course has a lot of meaning behind it. That's like 100%. Like, why?
Basically, why? Because I've never dated a white guy.
Why?
And that doesn't mean I date only black guys, because that's not
so
the
why,
truth.
But listen, why have you never dated a white guy?
Never been attracted to him. And
why?
The one guy that I did actually even try to even, like, go on a date with, it just... I don't know. It's just not for me. It's just no attraction whatsoever. It's
so
just...
listen. Since you said that that's not for you, can you tell us what is for you?
That's a good question. See, let me hold on, Noonan, before you answer that question, Jenna. See, this, and I'm glad he asked that. What is for you? Because I want you to tell me what are the specifics that you look for in a guy. You feel me? What is it about these white guys that you're not attracted to? Because you can't say that you. I mean, to say that you don't like how they look, you're gonna. That's a form of self hate because you are white yourself. You have to admit that. You feel what I'm saying? So therefore, what is it about these black guys or other that attracts you so much that the white guys don't have? What is it?
Probably because it feels like I'm dating like my brother or something. Because I don't know.
So why when if I want to date Lexi Poo, why don't I feel like I'm dating my sister? Why?
Right. Me neither. I don't feel that way.
Because obviously that's what you're attracted to. It just basically comes down to attraction. If you're attracted to them, of course you're gonna look into them more. You're gonna
We don't have a problem with knowing that you're attracted. We want to know why are you attracted.
What is it about them? What is it about them?
Is it because they are hip? Is it because they're hip or what?
Using the word hip. I want you to keep using that word, please, Noonie. Because every time you say hip, I cringe. Because you're making hip a synonym of black when you say that.
I'm trying to get her to talk because she acting like she don't know.
No,
what is it, Jana?
It's just another... It doesn't even have to be black. It's just another color. It can be another color, period. I mean, it doesn't have to be black. I mean, come on. I've just never been attracted to. I don't know what it is. I really don't.
I'm interested in what she said, though. She said it's like dating her brother. I've never heard that ever. That's the first time I've ever heard that. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Okay, one?
Listen. Hey, bro. Now, I've heard people say, oh, I don't want to talk to a yellow bone because they yellow bone and all their cousins are yellows. But, like, just saying that, like, if I was to say a black girl remind me of my sister, every black girl, then no, I've never heard that either.
Me neither. That's how she feels. That's how she feels.
The reason why black guys date white girls is because they black men feel that white girls are easy. They feel that white girls are going to pay. They feel that white girls are not.
I'm just telling you
what it is. They feel that the white girl is not gonna They feel that the black girl is not gonna put up with what the white girl will put up with. Period. That's why.
And y'all swallow.
And also, it's one of the few ways that a black man can get back at a white man by not hurting anybody. He can have sex with his daughter, with his sister, with his wife.
That's a whole other show. That's a whole subliminal plot, but that's actually true. And that's a whole other episode. Let me move along, because I got literally 20 people with their hands raised. Jenna, but I'm gonna spend time with the white people, white callers tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so just be patient. I'll go into a third hour, but I will get to everybody. Please don't hang up. Give me time, all right? Question number four, Jenna, then, all right? Do you think whites who hang around, mostly blacks, should get a pass for using the word nigga?
No.
Have you ever used the word?
I'm not saying I don't use the word, but you got to pick and choose who you use that word with. You can't
So why don't they get a pass, but you get a pass? Why?
No, I'm saying you can't get a pass with just everybody. You can't use that word with just anybody. You just can't do that.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. Hold on. So let me ask you this. You think it's okay for white people to use the word nigga if they hang it around people that's cool with them saying it, is what you're saying?
That's the only time it could be used, yeah.
Go ahead, Noonie. What you want to ask?
If you was to walk up on my grandmother's picnic, and there's 100 of us out there, and you know me, and you know AJ, and you know, like, Blizzle, and you know Shay, and you know Lexi Poole, would you just feel comfortable to say it out loud, even if all of us were surrounding you, but other people could possibly hear what you're saying? Would you feel comfortable saying it?
No.
Why?
Because they don't know me like that. They don't know what type of person I am.
So do you think because they don't know you like that they would react in a bad way?
Yes.
So now I see where you're going, Noonie. So then, what makes you think that if you can't say it in front of anybody, it's okay for you to say it in front of anybody? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But it was a question. It wasn't rhetorical.
Answer the question.
Okay. It's not okay to say it then.
But how can you just change when you just said that it is okay?
I'm not about to debate with y'all with this. No,
it's not a debate. We just want a clear, straight, definitive answer. It's not a debate. This is not the K100 group page. I'm not bashing you.
Right. It's
now,
a debate.
Later on, I will get on there and bash you. But right now, I'm not bashing you.
Right.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I hear what y'all saying. Okay, I agree.
So you're not keeping it 100 then, right? Is that what you're saying?
Like, how do you mean?
If you feel a certain way, if you feel that it's okay to say it, then just say that it's okay to say it.
You can say you get my point, but at the end of the day, I still use the word fuck it. You can say that. And that's
K100, baby.
That would be K100. That's the
Omaha Radio.
You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
Okay.
That's the only thing I got on the show. So you can say that. Because you probably, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but as soon as you get around your homegirls, you're going to be like, man, this nigga on the show, Blizzum, he had me cornered and shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? This nigga Noonie be tripping. You don't say that when you get around your homegirls. If you do, that's you. You feel me? Do you
call Webby a brother or do you call him nigga?
I don't call him either. I call him Webby. That's
okay, but that
I ain't going around like, oh, this nigga here, like, oh, this.
If there was a white boy named Webby, would that be acting black or having a black name?
What? With name Webby?
Yeah, Webby.
No, how would that be acting black? Is that the name? That's just a name.
Okay, so, all right. Hey, I guess so, Blizzum, huh?
I don't guess so. Question number 5, Jenna. What is the difference between a wigger and a white person that isn't racist? What's the difference?
I guess somebody that's really trying to act like something they're not,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to somebody that actually grew up around black people and you know.
That makes no sense.
I mean,
You just said that a white person who is not racist means that they grew up around them. You could grow up around white people and not be racist.
You could.
Mhm.
I'm not trying to be mean, Jana. I'm just helping you out.
Okay.
Hello.
This is perplexing, Jana. I'm going to move on, Jana. But I was calling into the show. No. Look, if you with your homegirls and shit, and you be like, man, I fucked this nigga last night. That nigga dick, that nigga fucked the hell out of me. Don't change up what you do, baby. That's what you do. Just make sure you know who you in the room with when you say that shit, so you don't get your fucking ass mashed. That goes out to every white person in earshot of this fucking telecast or this radio.
Bro, does it seem like black people fight better when it's some racist stuff?
You get a little extra oomph in you, a little extra power.
Hey, but guess what?
Yeah.
hey, when white people don't like what black people do, they get a little extra ump too, don't they? Everybody gets a little extra ump when it's like
racism,
that, huh?
It stirs you up. Racism is a touchy topic.
Race and religion.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, thank you, baby, for calling the show, though. All right, I'm going to go to a white person. This is a white male on the phone. Then I'm going to go to Mike. I see Shay on the line. T. Lewis, I'm going to speed it up. You feel me? I see 313 Lexipool, 713. All you guys, I promise I'm not going anywhere until I talk to everybody. Please hang on. All right? If you have to call back in, just call back in if you have to take a minute. But I'm not stopping the show until I talk to everybody. All right, so Young Pat.
What up, homie?
What up, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, I know.
All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. I got my homie Noonan Jr. on the line. Episode 167.
Hey. Okay. Episode 167.
Chocolate inside. We got Young Pat on the line. Before I go any further. Move along with Young Pat's conversation. Young Pat is a rap artist. All right? You feel what I'm saying? He's a hip-hop artist. What I say, I'm just going to tell, and Young Pat is my homie, and I like Young Pat. He's a cool dude. But Young Pat is somebody that I would say, and I can honestly say this because he my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Young Pat. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know how Young Pat grew up or whatever, but when I talk to Young Pat, when I listen to Young Pat swag, I listen to his music, whatever, I say, Young Pat, yeah, he had like a black dude. Is that bad? I guess, per my conversation tonight, yes. You feel what I'm saying? I won't renege even when I'm the perpetrator of such words. You feel what I'm saying? But that's just how I feel about the homie. You feel what I'm saying? So that's just my disclaimer before we even have this conversation with Young Pat. We played his music on the show. The homie is very supportive. He blasts out the K100 show in the Blizzum page more than a lot of you motherfucking niggas that's been down with me for motherfucking 15 years, Mike G. Yeah, nigga. It's you on the line. You feel what I'm saying? All right? And that's just fucking the fucking truth of it. So as a supporter, as a motherfucker who support my grind or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? He's a homie. At the end of the day, I feel like Pat, and I know that he's white. I will say, if somebody says describe him, and they say, do he act like he black? I'll be like, yeah, he act like he black. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's because I am a realist. You feel what I'm saying? I know that even though it's wrong to quote-unquote say acting black because all black people don't sound the same, fuck that. We know what acting black is. I know what acting black is when I fucking see it, even if it's wrong to say it. Even though I know all black people don't act that way, I don't give a fuck. It's a word I use, nigga. Like nigga. Okay? I don't have to apologize to you motherfuckers. Okay?
No.
You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. This is how I view the world. But I have the show, and I'm having these conversations because people will argue me down about me using that word. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? About me viewing Pat and saying that, what I just said. Now, so just to get that clear and out in the open. So the homie Young Pat, I'm going to go to the questions. All right? What do you think of whites that mostly hang around blacks or act black? Is that you, first of all? Is that what you do? Are most of your friends and associates black people?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so what do you think about people who do that?
It depends on, like, see, okay, in my life, and my experience is like, okay, I can dig it from certain people, this white, huh. But for the average white man to be doing that shit disappointed me because 9 times out of 10,
average white man
grow up in the hood.
Uh-huh. Did you grow up in the hood?
You know what I'm saying?
Grew up in the hood.
I grew up in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in Detroit. I grew up in Atlanta. I grew up in Florida. I grew up in Tennessee, in Chattanooga, you know, the biggest goddamn gangbanging city in the fucking South damn near. Motherfucking lived in Texas, lived in Oklahoma, lived in Alaska, lived in California. You know what I'm saying? I've been everywhere, and everywhere I've been, I've always been right next to the hood or in the goddamn hood. So,
okay.
And I've always goddamn got a ghetto card in every single one, not even trying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So let me ask you this. Is using the term acting black a prejudiced term to you?
Depends on who it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's someone that I don't associate myself, like if it was someone other than you and Noonie, you know what I'm saying? Someone I don't know, and they look at me and just be like, well, goddamn, you're white, but you act like a black guy. I'm going to get mad at him.
You gonna get, why? Okay. I got to ask you this. Why would you get mad? Let me ask you this first, young Pat. Hold on. Do you feel like you act black, or are you just being you?
I'm just being me.
So you don't feel like you act black?
No, I feel like I act like me and how I'm supposed to act because it's me.
Okay.
Hey, listen. When you say that, is that because you're from a certain type of environment where you're just doing what you know and what you see and what you've done, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'm doing what I know and what I've done.
So, like, for you, it's not something that you try to do. It's just you're just being the person that your life raised, right?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So now, why do you get mad when somebody says that to you then? What angers you? Because you feel like when they say that, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, when somebody says that to you, are they attacking your character and making you feel like you being fake when you really just being you? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is, because they come at me in a derogatory way, like they're trying to make fun of me and shit, and that shit just pissed me off. So 9 times out of 10, I get into a big-ass fight with them, and sometimes they walk away, sometimes I got to get into a scuffle.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this then. Question number 3. Do you think that whites that only date blacks or others are sellouts to their own race? Like many black people think that black women, if a black woman tells a black guy, I don't do black boys. All I fuck is white boys. I'm tired of niggas. I don't do niggas no more. People are going to be like, oh, you a sellout bitch. Or if a nigga say the same thing. When these NBA niggas go in there and they dated black people all their whole life when they was broke, and then they get a $1 million contract and then they go marry a white woman. Black women say, that's sellout, motherfucker. What do you think about that? What do you think about white people who only date people of other races?
Honestly, I ain't really got no judgment on that, man. People just got to go with what their heart tell them or what their dick tell them or what their pussy tell them to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
I mean, if a bitch only like white dick, then a bitch only like white dick. I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? If a white bitch like black dick, she like black dick. That's
how you ever Have you ever met a black woman that only likes white boys and she hates black men because, you know, she doesn't like the way that they act? Have you ever seen that before? Ever?
I know one bitch, she only fuck white people, but she kicks it with black people, you know what I'm saying?
Why does she only do that? Why?
I don't know. I ain't never asked her that. She's about 40-something years old, and she's been trying to fuck me for about a year.
And you didn't do it yet? Oh, okay.
I don't like her particularly because, you know, I got standards, you know what I'm saying? She don't get out of standards. She don't meet my qualification level.
Guess what? A lot of niggas don't have standards, but I guess you do. You're white, huh? Okay.
I got standards, nigga. Fuck that. I don't fuck anything. You fuck anything. Nigga, I got standards.
Hey, listen.
I got some standards now. I don't fuck anything.
Listen.
No more.
Hey, what? Man, from my way, bro, we ratchet, you heard me?
Yeah.
You motherfucking whores. You Texas niggas are whores. I got standards now, man. I can't hit anything like I did when I was 20-something years old. I gotta really be attracted to that motherfucker. It ain't going down at this point. That's a whole other topic.
Right.
Let me move on.
Yeah,
okay, next question. Your next question, young Pat. Do you think whites who hang around mostly blacks should get a pass for using the word nigga? And this is directly to you.
Yeah, I know it's not really to me.
Right.
But see, I personally speaking, I get the pass just because I am who I am and I've done what I've done and goddamn it, real recognized, real and all that bullshit that everybody say. But to every white person, if they just hang around black folks, like, just for shits and giggles, nah, they don't get that pass. Especially
I got something to say, Blizzard.
Go ahead, Nooney. I do too, but go ahead.
You said, so listen, if you saw a white guy from Bel Air, and Bel Air is one of the richest places in Harris County. Harris County is the county that Houston is in. Bel Air homes cost $1 million a pop. And he called somebody a nigga or a nigger, and he didn't mean it like in a bad way. He just was, whatever, quoting a Snoop Dogg song. And he got stomped out. Would you think that was wrong, or would you think that was appropriate? Keep
now,
it real.
If he going with a song, like a song is a song, and if he know all the words to the song, yeah, go ahead and say it in the song.
I'm not saying like he was singing
the
song, but like he was mimicking the song. Like, you know, people mimic songs. You know, like everybody say that they trill. They heard that from Pimp C. You feel
exactly.
me? Everybody say that, what's, you know, what's, you know, they be calling people pimping.
not everybody was talking like that before they heard the songs.
Exactly.
You know, so basically what I'm saying, his normal conversation got him beat up, not even stomped out by a bunch of people, just he got beat up one-on-one. Do you think that's right or wrong?
Well, that's right, because goddamn it, everyone's got their different views on it. And shit, if I was black, personally, shit, goddamn, fuck all that. I'm white, and goddamn, someone used that shit to me. I'm going to tell them to check their goddamn stuff, first of all.
But do you use the word? I'm asking you, but I know the answer. You use the word. Why do you feel like it's okay for you to use the word nigga?
I mean, I don't use it above, and like I don't just go all out and name my every other
guess
word
what?
Type of shit like
Blizzard.
That. You know, I use it when it's needed.
Blizzard. What do you mean when it's needed? What, Nooney?
Like you said, he is a nigga
because he's just as confused as a nigga.
I'm saying, Pat, because let me say this then, right? You going to a party. Now, I know you cool or whatever. I know you're not a rape. I know what kind of person you is. I know your background. I know your story and shit for the most part. But what I'm trying to tell you is, right now, if I was to go, let's say we had a show to do, and I'd be like, young Pat, I got a motherfucking concert coming down to Panama, going down to Panama City. You feel what I'm saying? Look, man, I want you to come down here and open up the show for me. So we ride down to Panama City together. You feel what I'm saying? I will be doing you a disservice as a friend, because since I know that you've used that word before, and you one of the white people who feel like they got a pass because they grew up around niggas and they've been through more shit than the average nigga have, you feel like you can. I would not be your home and your friend if I didn't make sure I tell you, hey, nigga, look, move down here. Don't fucking say that shit. Wrap around this motherfucking goddamn tree in the club. You feel what I'm saying? I'm telling you what the fuck will happen to you, because niggas don't really get down like that down there.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel
smaller cities don't play that.
You feel what
right.
I'm saying? I'm telling you what could happen to you if you say that shit around the wrong motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? So, with that being said, do you feel what I'm saying? You say that you feel like you can use it or whatever because of everything that you've been through or whatever, but at the end of the day, I feel like how Nooney feel. You feel what I'm saying? Yes.
Right.
You can say it around me, and I really won't get mad per se because I kind of quote-unquote know you, but at the end of the day, I got to kind of, to err on the side of caution, I got to say you should listen to what the fuck Nooney said. And you know what I'm saying? How we had Jana kind of twisted up. You feel me? You got to be super duper really ultra. You got to know every motherfucker in the room, not just four motherfuckers out of 50.
Exactly.
It's a motherfucking party, nigga, and you with five niggas, and we know you cool like that, but we in a party with 200 people, you still can't say it.
Right. You know? I already know that.
You feel what I'm saying? The other 100 and something motherfuckers might not know you like that, and you can get stumped out. And I can't stop him. I can't be like, I could be like, hold on, he with me and give you a pass, and we walk about this motherfucking one piece, which is what I would do in that situation if you with me, but I can't act like these niggas tripping. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Because, like, even with me, you know, I know I'm white on the exterior, and motherfuckers don't know me and see me as a white man trying to be black is what they going to say. And then within the first, like, 10 minutes of a conversation, like, with my neighbor next door, like, he just met me a couple of days ago. He talked to me two different times, and at the end of the second conversation, he's like, goddamn, you a nigga. That's exactly what he said. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got to use the word just to fit in or nothing like that. I can be me and fit in just like that. You feel me?
Hey, listen, they have some people that won't say that.
Right.
Yeah.
They got some people that don't give a fuck how black or how, of course, here we go again, back to that topic. How quote unquote black you act or anything like that. Like, they don't give a fuck how long you've been in the hood or whatever. They just don't care. You just don't get a pass.
Just like there's some white people that will not accept a black man who is well groomed,
right.
Very articulate, very
right.
educated. It doesn't matter. You still
doesn't
a nigga.
Matter. You still a nigga to them. They're not accepting you. They don't give a fuck how much money you got or whatever. They just don't. That's just how they are. So
trick,
you understand?
Hey, man.
What you're saying?
Yeah. Trick Daddy song said it best. Hello.
All right. You know what I'm saying? So let me move to the next question. Last question, you know, Pat. I'm gonna go to the next call. I still got so many people on the phone. I gotta speed up. What is the difference between? What is a wigger to you? What constitutes a wigger to you? What is the difference between a wigger and a white person that just isn't racist? What's the difference?
Have you ever called somebody a wigger?
Shit. I think I did back in high school. I know I did back in
so,
high school.
Why did you call him? Why is he a wigger? Why?
Because he ran around trying to act like me, but he just couldn't pull it off. You know what I'm saying? Like
act like you? What are you,
a
nigga?
You know what I'm saying? Are you a nigga, Pat? Like, I mean, like you said, act like you. Like, what do you mean?
Like,
you know what I'm saying? You see, Pat?
Y'all set it up. Hey,
I'm having a session. I fuck with you like
look,
you feel what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all said it on K100. I'm a nigga, so goddamn it. Yeah, he was trying to act like me, but he
I
just couldn't pull it off.
No, Pat, I never said you a nigga. You'll never be a nigga to me, Pat. You just a cool-ass white boy who grew up rough in the hood. I would never tell you you were really a nigga. You act like a you act more like a nigga than some black motherfuckers I know, but I would never say, Pat, man, you know, you a nigga. I won't say that to you. I don't give white people that pass, no matter how cool they are.
I don't know, man. Hey, depending on how long you lived in Detroit, the murder capital of the universe.
To me,
I lived there for the entire decade of the
90s.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, you feel me? Like I said, I do got one or two white boys, but if it's just us and us and the homies, they'd be like, man, let me tell you what this nigga did. And I'd be like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And even still, growing up, I wasn't raised like that, but me being around and me going around and realizing that, you know, it's a lot of motherfucking white people who got there really are living more of a nigga lifestyle than goddamn some of the black people I know, I kind of softened my stance. So, you feel me? But I've never just said, oh, but you know, you a nigga. Fuck that shit. You a nigga. Fuck that. I've never done that. I've never went that far. You feel what I'm saying? I've never softened my stance on the matter that far. You feel what I'm saying? And so I'm Sunni, and I'm like, look. Unless you know everybody in this motherfucking room, everybody on this motherfucking chat, everybody on this motherfucking conversation on this phone or whatever, I'm going to tell you as a white person who on the outside, as much as you've been through, as many hoods as you've been raised in, I still got to tell you just by default, because of the color of your skin, you cannot get a pass and just say it willy-nilly. You feel what I'm saying? Period, point blank. You know what I mean? That's just, and that's really to help you out.
We're not trying to check you. We're just being real.
Help you,
right?
Because we put you like that, and we don't want to see nothing happen to you. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because you niggas who really don't give a fuck about that shit, about where you from, or none of that shit. And I know some of them. I'm related to some people like that. You feel what I'm saying?
And they might not even fight you one on one. It might be 30 on one.
So all I'm telling you that. You feel what I'm saying? All right, thanks for tuning into the show. For calling, man. Your call and Jenna's call were really important. I'm glad you guys. Got a chance to talk. You feel what I'm saying? Stand by.
Jana got exposed.
Yeah.
I appreciate you having me, though, man. I do got to jump off here, man. I got to get to the club and shit tonight. You know what I'm saying? I got a little spring break, Playboy, wet t-shirt shit going on. You know, they want me there and shit. So.
Do the thing. Where are you going to be at tonight? Where you doing your thing at?
I'm going to be at Primal. Club Primal, downtown on Spring Street.
All right. That's where. So if you're in Atlanta, go check out the homie Young Pat show tonight, Club Primal, Spring Street, downtown, all right?
I will be there.
All right, homie. Holler at you, man.
All right, mate. Yeah.
What an interesting conversation. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to Mike G, and then I'm going to Shay, T. Lewis. I think there's Lexapoo on the line, 713 on the line, 313. Oh, no. I'm going to Mike G, Shay. I'm going to Mike G, Shay, 313, then T. Lewis, then Lexapoo, in that order. I got to get that 313 on there also.
Detroit, 313.
So I've got to make sure I get that because they've never called before. I don't know who that is. I got a lot of people on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, if you want to talk, you got to make sure you hit the number one because I got about 20 other people who are here who are not hitting the number one. And how this works is if you don't press the number one on your keypad, like that little person says when you dial in, it's a whole other thing that pops up and lets you know you want to talk. If not, I'm just going to assume you're on the phone line listening. So if you didn't hit the number one and you want to talk, you're going to sit on the line forever. I'll never get to your phone line because I don't even answer those lines. Okay, so Mike G, what up?
What's up, baby?
What's going on?
Good topic, man. Good topic tonight, man. I like this shit.
All right. I'm glad you had a chance to call in. You said my topic was weak last time.
Like this is how you get 20-30 callers, man. Race. It works every time, baby.
Oh, really? You right about that. People, race and religion will get them every time. Race, religion, and fucking. I can't go wrong, bro. I can't box myself in. I mean, come on. Open up your mind. This is what K100 is about, man. I talk about everything from politics to pussy. That's my motto.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mike,
you ask me a question, man. I need to tell you, man. I think, like, what I always found strange is how come a white boy like that don't get with a white girl like that called earlier? That's on there.
Ain't that crazy?
Always baffled me.
I never understood it either. Why can't Jenna?
I've never seen it either. I've never seen no like white tatted up, you know what I'm saying, talking like a nigga with a white girl, you know what I'm saying. I've never seen that shit.
Me neither. That's a fucking damn good observation.
Hey, Blizzard.
Yeah.
Out of the 10,000 white boys act like that, I've only seen one couple. One.
One. I've never seen any. So still, that's about the same. That's about par for
but
the course.
I don't think that they lasted that long. They weren't black enough.
Probably had a mixed kid and shit.
I'm saying,
Where you come from?
That is weird, though. You feel me? That's a good fucking question. I wish those two were both still on the line. I'd ask them that because I've never seen a white couple where both of them are two white people who, quote, unquote, act black.
Never seen it. We're good.
Yeah, never seen it. Okay, Mike, let's get to the question. What do you think of whites that mostly hang around blacks or, quote, unquote, act black? What do you think of them? What do you think of them?
Well, you know, I think you and your homeboy, man, you know, that shit's so 90s, man. That shit... how old is your homeboy, Nudie? How old are you, man?
26.
I see you're a little younger than us, but, like, in the 90s when I was in high school and shit, like, we was on this Malcolm X shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? We was, like, real militant about that shit. But, like, now, I go, like, down to high schools and shit, and I kid you not, like, a year or two ago, I seen this big brawl about these little teenagers fighting. And, they was all going, get that nigga. And it was like Filipino, white, Puerto Rican. There was like one nigga over there.
And they was saying,
you know what I'm saying? Me and my homeboy looked at each other. We were like, boy, shit done changed.
You're right. Things have changed, but what do you think about them? What do you think about the people who quote unquote act black? What is your opinion on them? Are they fake?
I used to care, man, but that shit, like I said, man, I think that shit played out. And I have to disagree with your homeboy when he say that, and he say, you know, that, and you too, you say that shit alive and well. Man, I live in the South too. That this is one of the most racist cities, period. You know what I'm saying? But
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? There's niggas that accept that shit. On the north side, Duval County, where ain't very many white people, but if there is, it's about money. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a damn about that shit. You know what I'm saying? They
want
to say whatever.
On the north side of Jacksonville, Duval, which is where I know that's your stomping ground, homie. I know you done the town, but you telling me a white boy I can go on the north side of Duval?
Hold on, listen.
There's a couple over there. They ain't very many.
Hey,
there's a couple over there that get that guap, dog. They you know what I mean? And they got what your homeboy said, that ghetto pat. But niggas don't look at that shit like that no more.
Hey,
they don't look at that shit no more.
I used to live on Moncrief in 2023rd when I was stationed out there, man. And I think he kind of right because I have seen some. And Moncrief in 23rd is no playground.
Uh-huh.
Hell no. And there's
no playground.
White boys, you know what I'm saying? There's a white boy down here. They know in the hood, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I mean, maybe not New Orleans, but who the fuck want to go there? You know what I'm saying? I'm black. I don't want to go there. Shit. Shit. Nobody want to. You ain't making no money. There ain't shit there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no! Hey! Don't get it twisted. It's a lot of money. It's just what kind of money you gonna
get? That's a whole other subject. We talking about the game or whatever. But
right.
You know, to answer your question, man, I just think the shit played out, man.
You think it played out?
I personally have checked white boys back in the 90s. I used to say,
uh-huh.
Don't say nigga around me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They were like, well, they say it like nigger. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Don't say shit around me. You know what I'm
uh-huh.
saying? It's the white boys I work with. But now I'm like, man, it's not that I hear it. You know what? And I don't even hear it as much anymore. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Most white boys I come across, you know what I'm saying, they kind of respect that shit. But if I did hear it, I mean, that shit, I don't
okay.
think black people get as worked up about it as they used to.
Well, I guess I still think it's prevalent, but it depends on, I guess, where you at and what's going on. But
man,
you know what I'm saying? That in Panama City, if that white dude is with y'all in the damn club, and he's like, here you go, my nigga.
Where at?
Man, this shit right. You'd be like, you tell these niggas to be ready to beat him up.
Depending on what part of the hood and what niggas I'm around. Yes, dog. Now, I ain't telling you.
Hey, Blizzard, you got to remember.
Family members who gonna knock him the fuck out, Charlotte. So
hey,
and
Blizzard,
You feel what I'm saying?
These he's dumb as fuck if he would even do it. I mean, would you say that shit in a redneck motherfucking play cracker? I mean, would you say crying? These crack, you know, man, I can't stand these crackers. You talking about the police or some shit, but these rednecks like, hey, man, what, you know, shit. Everybody got common sense. I mean, what y'all saying, really?
No, don't, don't everybody have common sense.
Because it's been the people that got their ass whooped for that who, obviously, it's enough. Obviously, I've seen white people get beat up for this more than once. So everybody don't
got
in
the 90s, man, is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Nah, this shit don't happen that much no more, man.
Okay.
Yes, it just don't, man.
Okay.
Right, when the last time y'all saw it happen? I mean, I ain't seen that shit happen since about 95.
I'm about to tell you like this. White people don't even come to my neighborhood.
Yeah,
they don't even come
they
over there.
Get drugs, motherfucker. Or to bring in dope, shit. Yeah, they do, you just don't see them.
No, bro, I'm just telling you, like, dog, they get somebody else to do it. Like, they don't walk down this street. They don't drive down it. If you are white and you drive down them streets, the police going to ask you, are you okay? Do you need an escort out?
Well, that's Houston.
I don't know about that. You know
let
what
me
I'm
move,
saying?
Let me move along. That's Houston, and I haven't been there, so I'm just going to take his word for it because he lives there. Next question.
Well,
why
don't you come down and shoot a video and see? It's going to go down. Believe it.
I'm not doubting you. Mike is the one that doesn't believe you for some odd reason. Let me go to the next question.
No,
do you think that whites that only date blacks are sellouts? You feel what I'm saying? And keep in mind, think about what you say when you say a black girl who says she don't date black boys or vice versa, or a black man who say he don't fuck with black girls, period. You feel what I'm saying? So do you think a white person that only dates somebody of another race is a sellout?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
They like you had said, they don't feel good about themselves. Because I don't give a fuck what any white girl or white boy say. They are attracted to their own race first. I believe that shit with black people first. Also, I believe that's some bullshit.
Oh, Janet said she. I wish she was still online. She said she's never been attracted.
That's bullshit. Total bullshit. That's bullshit. You can't say that she never found no white dude fucking attractive. He might have had a tan or something. You know what I'm saying? Or you know whatever. But she don't. You know.
She might just be confused though, bro. See, some people are just confused.
Or just stupid.
confusion and stupid kind of correlate with each other.
Right. Okay.
I mean, y'all was straight Joe Pesci and her, man. Y'all was talking fast as fuck. She ain't really. She was just like, damn, you know. Y'all were like, what do you mean? She ain't know what to say, man. And you know what? That's a sad thing because most white girls that like niggas, they fucking dumb as fuck like that. They are, man. It's true.
Wait a minute.
Man,
open up Janamite. Are you calling white girls who date black guys stupid? Mostly stupid.
Man, nah.
You just said most.
I heard you say most. Yeah, my white girl has only dated two black guys in the whole life. I'm one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, we're not talking about her. We're talking about most white girls are stupid, right?
Yeah, most white girls are dumb losers, straight up.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
This guy here.
They
are.
Wow.
Wow.
You did the motherfucking stat of fucking white girls that got goddamn mixed kids. They're right there in poverty with below black people. I know that shit.
Wow.
Hey, Blizzum, he is telling the truth because in Jacksonville, Nassau County, and Clay County, them white girls leave Orange Park just to go to Justina and Arlington just to live
cool
with niggas.
To be cool. Yeah. They think that shit cool.
Okay. So okay.
They'll run drugs from them and everything, dumb assholes.
I have people raising it. I guess.
Hey, I keep it 100 like you say, dog.
Yeah, I guess those are white ladies on the line. I'll get to you, ladies. I'm not gonna go anywhere. I had some people raise their hand. I guess those are white females. You must have pissed them off, Mike. What do you think about?
I said most.
I'm just saying.
You got fucking 5 to 10%, maybe. Maybe that's them on the line. Or maybe they're one that with a 2 or 3 missed kids, you know what I mean? And he did me wrong, and you was fucking with a nigga that wasn't my shit. Now you mad, man. Oh, man.
Okay, let me let
that. Like that aggravate me.
The last question, Mike. What's the difference between a wigger and a white person? Let me move on. Everybody want to raise their hand now and jump down your throat.
Wigger.
What is the wigger, Mike?
I don't know, man.
I've heard you use that word before. Remember that.
Like your homeboy. That homeboy was down the line. That was a wigger.
That was a wigger?
Yeah, he's a wigger.
Mike said Young Pac is a wigger.
Yeah. He said himself he's a nigga, but he white, so he a wigger. I mean, what the fuck? I don't know what he was trying to say. He's like, well, I get a ghetto pass where I go. Nigga, don't give a fuck how you talk, my nigga. You ain't making me no money in the hood, nigga. Get your white ass out of my motherfucking face. We can be cool, but I mean, I don't know. Why would you even want to go together? We talking about you want to stay together and shit. Hey, I know that's your homeboy, man, but shit. That nigga, he ain't acting black. That motherfucker acting fucking white. I mean, wigger or whatever.
All right, there you have it. K100 Internet Radio. Thanks, Mike G, for calling in to the show. I guess I'll
everybody
take all
go the ham now, bro.
I take these people, Mike. I got to take the people who've been waiting in line. Hey, you people who just hit the number one, you gonna have to wait a minute. I got people who was online before you. Stay on the line, Mike. Mike has been, that was controversial what Mike said. I'm going to open up Shay, then 313. Then T. Lewis, 713. Shay, what it do, babe?
Hey, what's up?
What's
How
going on? We're doing all right. Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number that's dialed to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. I got the homie Nuna Jr. on the line.
Hello.
All right, Shay.
What's going down, baby?
What say you, Shay? What do you think of white people that mostly hang around black or quote unquote act black? What do you think about them?
Well, first of all, I have to say Mike is wild.
Do you agree with what Mike said? Do you agree with?
No, I don't agree with what Mike said. Bless his heart. What do I think about white people that hang around a lot of black people? Well. If they're comfortable and they're just being in their own skin, I think it's cool. I don't think, you know, anything derogatory or anything like that about it. I just don't give a second thought about it. But I do have an issue when I see people that seems like they're, like, going out of their way to try to be down or cool or to try to fit in. I mean, if you fit in, you fit in. You just being yourself. Like Pat. When I first heard of Pat, I didn't know if he was black or white until I saw his pictures. Like, oh, okay, he's white. Huh, okay. No big deal. But, you know, some people, when you talk to them, when you're around them, it's like it's strange. It's like they trying to be something else.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, just relax. Just be however you naturally are. I mean, you know, if you ain't like, you know, what up, dog, then don't do that. You know, if that ain't what's in you, then don't be like that. Don't try to do it just to fit in. Just be however you are. If that's how you are, I mean, it's very evident when you see people. And you can tell the people that's like, that's just natural, that's how they grew up, that's just them. And the difference between the people when they like trying to be like something. I can't stand that.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's it. See that right there? That's just a motherfucker hating a fake motherfucker. I mean, everybody hates a fake motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, nobody likes a fake motherfucker. So, I mean, what you're describing is a fake motherfucker. You know
what
I'm saying? So it's cool to be like young Pat and they actually
you can talk to him and tell that that's just how he is. He's just comfortable in his skin. I mean, his skin just happens to be white. I mean, that's just how he is.
Okay. All right. So question number two. Is using the term acting black prejudice to you or racist?
I don't like that term. I think it's derogatory.
Uh-huh.
Because on the flip side, I don't like the term acting white because I've been called that before. Excuse me.
Right. You
so
sound
I don't
sound
like it
for a lot of times. I've just got to be honest.
Well, you know
you.
What? See, that's what I mean. When people say, you know, you sound a certain way, it's like how you sound like a color. That bothers me. I kind of cringe a little bit when I hear somebody say that.
I think that Shay sounds like a white girl. Nudie?
I just think she sounds proper. She don't really sound white to me.
It's not white. It's proper?
Yeah, she sounds proper to me.
So is that to say that people who don't talk like Shay, black people, are not proper? They're ghetto because they don't talk like Shay.
Well, you know, you got the King's English, and you know she's like in the middle of that, and like what's accepted in like the business world. You feel me?
Uh huh.
So that's just like proper. That's what proper means.
But you do realize most black people would say she talk white. But see,
I know some people that you know, quote unquote, talk white, like for real, like not even like it's a lot more than what she's doing. Like
that goes to my saying, they're not being comfortable with themselves. I mean, it's like they're trying to project something else. I just speak however I speak. How it comes out is how it comes out. However people perceive it.
But how do you know that they're not being comfortable? Maybe that's who they was raised around. Maybe that's how.
No,
they,
because
maybe,
some people.
Maybe they don't
want to
sound like a. Maybe they don't want to sound like a complete, you know, idiot. I mean, maybe
no, some people can talk one way around some people and talk a different way around other people. I've heard this. That's why I say when
somebody
is trying to do that, well, I can adapt also, but for the most part, I'm still going to sound like Shay. I'm going to sound like Shay.
I bet you can adapt.
I can adapt. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. I just had to miss that button. I just felt like it. Next question, Shay. Do you think whites that only date blacks or others are sellouts? Like how they call black girls who only date white guys sellouts? Have you ever been called a sellout, Shay? Were you ever called a sellout ever?
No, I've been called an Oreo. I ain't like that term either.
Same thing.
Yeah. You've been called an Oreo. Why did they call you an Oreo?
I hated People said I was black on the white outside and I must have been white on the inside because I acted white or sound white or whatever. And I hated that. I was like, how can I act? I'm just being myself. How can I act one way or sound a certain way? I didn't get that. It used to piss me off, too.
I mean, can't you recognize and understand what the I mean, because I can understand what they're saying, Shay. And I know you and you're my friend, but... I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't understand why you get offended. It's just simply
what offended me was like, it's just like saying that I'm not black. It's like saying that I'm not.
They said you talk and sounded like you were white. Of course, that's bad. You know, because Nudie said you sounded proper, so that basically, when you put that together, it means that black people aren't.
I've always been told that I sound proper because, I mean, I don't know. I guess people just think that I'm just supposed to, I don't know, talk like everybody else. I just speak how I'm comfortable to speak. However it comes out is how it comes out.
Okay. All right. So do you think whites who hang around blacks mostly should get a pass for using the word niggas?
Again, I think it depends on the context and that it's said in and also the company that they're around, because I'm going to agree with, like, you know, what you guys were saying. And first I'm going to say, I think that it's more so offensive to males than it is to females with this distinction here, because, like, when I'm hanging out with my friends, you know, whatever, it's mostly the guys that say nigga. So, I mean, whether it's white guys, black guys, you know, whatever race or nationality, whatever, how it comes out is how it comes out. And
so you hang around white guys? You hung around a lot of white guys that use the word nigga?
Yeah, when we're in mixed company, like when we're like, you know, all mixed up together like that, I mean, it's just like we just talking or whatever, like, man, nigga, you know, did this or whatever, whatever. And once we were out and this guy had bumped into him or something like that, and he said something, he said, you know, oh, my bad nigga, or something like that, and dude, like, really got offensive. And we was all like, oh, he didn't mean it like that. And my friend didn't understand what he had did wrong. And we was like, look, you can't say that when you ain't just
okay,
with
first
us.
Of all, stop. If your friend didn't understand what he did wrong, he's a fucking idiot. He doesn't live in the real world. He lives in his fantasy world where he thinks everybody thinks like y'all. And that's not true.
Well, I know. And he found that out when they got ready to beat his ass.
He's the kind of white guy that can get his ass beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
You have to understand that everybody in your close circle of friends don't constitute the way everybody fucking think. I give a fuck about how your close circle of friends think. We in a room, we in a fucking club. We out here amongst a whole bunch of other people who may have never had the experience no shit like that, period.
That's why I say, I mean, that's why I feel the way I do. That's why I say that I don't think when you're in your close circle, you know, like at home, you know, in the privacy or whatever, you know, however you guys are comfortable to speak, that's how you should speak. But when you go out in public amongst others in large crowds, you need to be, you know, cautious and aware of the fact that other people, are not going to be as accepting and they're not going to understand that you're just talking cool to your host.
Let me say this for everybody that's listening. The problem with what you're saying is if you say that a lot and you get comfortable saying it amongst your circle of people and you always talk like that, it's more likely to slip out and you're more likely to slip up and get your fucking ass whooped. You feel what I'm saying? Because if that's how you always talk and you always, we know we spend more time with our friends than anybody else. If that's how you always talk with your fucking friends and shit or around motherfuckers that you know, then you might let it slip out amongst motherfuckers who you don't know because that's how you normally used to talking. You feel what I'm saying? That's like me going around and then trying to make a conscious effort to not say nigga or not say, you know what I'm saying, when I talk like this all the time.
You have to practice how you're going to play. You have to practice how you're going to play.
Right.
Well, that's why I say I speak the same around everybody. So, I mean, if you get offended, you don't need to be around me. But I purposely don't use certain words when I'm around, you know, pretty much anybody because I don't never know who I'm going to be around, whether they're going to be white, black, Hispanic, or whatever. And I don't want to purposely or, you know, offend anybody or anything like that. So I just, for the most part, I don't use certain words.
All right.
Now, if somebody else uses it, I don't look at them sideways or crazy, but I just know because I have such a mixed circle and ain't no telling where I'm going to be or who I'm going to be around, if I get in the habit of getting comfortable, yeah, it probably will slip out. And I really wouldn't be meaning it derogatory, but it might be perceived that way.
All right. I'm just telling you that's why I said what I said to all the people on the line, maybe the white people that's listening or whatever. Like I said, if that's how you and your people and your folks talk, that's cool. But just keep in mind, if you get into the habit of saying that, you could actually slip up and say it in the wrong circles, and then that's when the motherfucking shit can hit the fan for you. You feel what I'm saying?
Now, to answer your other question about how I feel about, you know, if somebody of a, you know, particular race or whatever, they only date people outside their race, I don't think – I wouldn't call them sellouts, but I would say that person has – they might have some issues with their own racial identity. I mean,
so
I feel like everybody
so
should
Jana has,
their
So you
own
think
self.
Jana has some issues with her own identity?
I really do. I mean, maybe not on a grand scheme, but something somewhere along the line.
What do you mean by grand scheme?
Somewhere along the line, she's not completely comfortable being in the skin that she's in, whether it's because, you know, most of her friends are black or other, or because it's, you know, maybe I've seen a lot of times people are not accepted in their own race, so they tend to gravitate towards a different race because, you know, for whatever reason, maybe that race accepts them more. Not that
so
it's good, better, and different.
So do you think that makes her feel like more of a person, like fuller? Of a person, like, you know, like she's actually, like, feels better by dating
everybody
outside of a race?
Everybody where they feel like they're more, everyone wants to feel accepted. That's just human nature. So I think, to me, this is my personal opinion. I feel like that maybe she is more accepted by, you know, the black or other community where she is than the white community. So that's why she has a tendency to gravitate and date, you know, that only. Maybe that's why she sees it like that. Maybe she's attracted to that because that's what she identifies more with that.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Maybe not. All right. Stay on the line, Shay. All right.
Okay.
313. T. Lewis is up next. Then 713. And I see a private caller. 313. You on the line with K100. What's popping?
What's the deal?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for hanging on the line this long. I had a lot of people on the phone lines, but I'm not gonna end the show. I know my show ends technically at 10, but my phone line will be still open. My internet show. If you're listening to me at blogtalkradio.com, in about 7 minutes, the show will stop streaming over the internet. But you can continue to listen to the show and engage in the discussion if you dial 347-934-0966. And I won't end the show. I can still go another hour on the phone lines with the show. So I won't end the show until I get all these other callers who have been waiting patiently. And I really appreciate you guys holding on. But this is just one of them conversations that people got strong opinions about and a lot of people called in. So 313, my homie Noonan said, that's Detroit. Is that the D?
Yeah.
That's what's up, homie. We appreciate you calling in. Wave from up there, you did. You want to tell us your name or you want to stay anonymous?
Oh, I could be anonymous.
All right, you could be anonymous. That's cool. So,
hey, Blizzard.
Yeah.
I want to go ahead and say something. I got a lot of partners from Dallas, Texas.
Uh-huh.
But Detroit is the original and the only D-town in America. So all you dudes that I know from Dallas, stop saying that Dallas is D-town. Detroit is D-town. All right? Hello.
All right. Well, there you go. Stop it. Noonie says stop it. That's the D. He holding it down, you feel me? So that's the original D. All right, so first question, homie. What do you feel about white people who quote unquote act black?
Well, I mean, on that tip, I feel like a lot of times if I see a person like that, a lot of times I don't really know how that person might have grew up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that person might have kind of grew up a certain way. That's how he just was raised up. I mean, it just depends. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times if I don't really know him, I don't really jump to no conclusion.
Uh-huh. So do you think that if he... So is there a certain kind of way that if he did grow up that you like cool with that? You like, you don't feel like he being flawed, you just feel like he is what he is. If he grew up in the hood, he grew up in the project, he grew up in a poor neighborhood, close to the projects on a trailer park, right down the street from the projects, and he had a lot of black friends growing up, and he, you know, he done dated some black girls. If he did grow up like that, do you feel like, well, he just being himself, even if he's white?
Yeah.
But what if he didn't? What if he grew up in the burbs and shit?
No, he might catch one, you know what I'm saying? Like that's like just too much, you know what I'm saying? Like it just don't even look right. It wouldn't even look like a black person is doing all that, and you ain't really never been through nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? Like it's certain stuff I ain't never been through. So I ain't trying to grow up on no block, on no certain block, you know, talking like that or acting like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. So let me ask you this: Do you think even using the term acting black is prejudice, since all black people don't even really act the same, like for real? But we are. I know, damn near everybody I know don't use that word, man. I don't give a shit. At some point, you done said somebody's quote unquote acting black, or that's acting white. You feel me? Even though every white motherfucker don't act the same, every black person don't act the same. You feel what I'm saying? So it's really kind of crazy to say that. But do you think that's kind of being prejudiced when you say that about somebody? Saying acting black?
Really,
like all black people
really
act the same?
Not really, you know what I'm saying? Because myself, I feel like that all black people do, we don't all act the same, but we all got the same state of mind to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I say that, when I say state of mind, like to me, you know, all, like, we look at all white people, they don't all have a state of mind, but a certain amount of them do. Like, I feel like, you know, like if you look around, you know, the United States of America or whatnot, you know, we pretty much all in the same condition, like not in the same condition as far as like economics, but I mean as far as like that same like nomadic type of lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Like we all kind of got the same set of mind, you know what I'm saying? Like if you don't really see like a difference, like if I go from I don't make it seem like economics, I'm just saying as far as who we got, you know what I'm saying? As black people, you know what I'm saying? We all got the same state of mind in a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Me, Oprah, her state of mind, ain't, she just more intelligent, you know what I'm saying? Like, a person that got money, they just more intelligent. Like, they just got more knowledge or degree or something. But as far as, like, their situation and what they do, we, like, kind of the same, you know what I'm saying? If I'm doing the same shit, you know what I'm saying?
I don't feel like Oprah is anything like me, homie. I don't think Oprah and me have anything in common except the color of our skin, frankly. That's just how I feel.
No, I said, when I say state of mind, you know what I'm saying? If you go around the United States, if you had a group of black people who had a different state of mind, they would live a different type of way. You know what I'm saying? They would have a different type of lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like a different setup. You know what I'm saying? When you go around, we all in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all nomadic. You know, so we all doing the same shit. It's not nothing too different. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Well, I don't really agree with that per se, but if that's your stance, yeah. But I don't really feel like that at the end of the day. I don't feel like that because I just know too many different kind of niggas. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I just know so many people who just, when you talk to them or interact with them, you be like, man, what the fuck kind of nigga is that, man? Because this nigga is really just, I don't know niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I don't met some niggas like that. Well, I be like, man, what kind of fuck nigga is this, man? I don't get this nigga. You feel me? Because a nigga done did or said some off the wall shit, my nigga. You feel me? And so I'm like, yo, I don't even understand what kind of nigga you. I don't know what hood you from, where you grew up, homie, whatever. But we don't get down like that, and you just foreign to me, even though we got the same skin. Hold on, real quick, before I move to the next question. Everybody, pay attention, real quick. All right, if you listen to me on the internet, you've got about 1 minute, like literally 60 seconds to dial 347-9-0966 if you want to be a part of the third hour of the show. Once again, my show stopped streaming live on the internet in less than 1 minute. You got about 50 seconds, okay? So if you want to continue the conversation, if you want to hear me take the other couple of callers and finish the engaging in the conversation, you got to dial 347-934-0966 if the show does not continue on the internet in about 45 seconds. It stops, and then you're going to have to be on the phone lines. If you can't tune in on the phone lines or whatever, thanks for tuning in to K1's Internet Radio. Appreciate hanging with me for these 2 hours, engaging in episode 167 of Chocolate on the Inside. Thanks, you feel me? I really appreciate you guys tuning into the show. I'm not going to run the outro music. I'm just going to go ahead and let the show keep rolling on with my homie from Detroit right here, and we're going to continue this conversation. But 347-934-0966. You got about 15 seconds. So do
hey,
it. Listen. Yeah.
Listen, I'm about to go ahead to the show, man. I'll holler at you later.
Oh, Noonan, tell them how to get to your show so they can check you out when we're done over here.
347-934-0213. Look on Blizzard Wall.
All right. That's it. The homie Noonan Jr. is out. So I'm going back to my homie from Detroit now. All right, homie. So let me go to the next question. All right. Do you think whites that only date blacks or other races are like sellouts? Like, because do you agree with these black girl who say she don't deal with niggas or whatever, we call her like a sellout chick, or a nigga who say, man, I don't even deal with black girls, all I date is white girls, we kind of tend to call them a sellout. Do you think white people are selling out on their race, or they have some kind of personal issue like Shay said, like they like not even comfortable within their own skin, if they don't even date white people, all they like is black people or people of other races?
I mean, really, I think that's more it depends on the situation, just for the simple fact that right now, you know, like, you know, white people, they kind of control this shit. You know, if you look at America, man, they got everything as far as, like, we got to go to them for jobs and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if they was in our situation where you on minority status and shit, and you ain't really got, like, a land, so to speak, and you're not really in control of nothing, then, you know, of course it's going to be different. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's like a black person, you got something, and then you go and get a white woman. It's like you almost give your wealth to them in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like if you look at the top among white people, must say all they top, all they industry and stuff, they keeping that wealth, you know, up amongst them, amongst their own people. You know what I'm saying? So a white person, they don't date their own. It's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because like, it's like on top of that, most of the white people that you see, like most white girls on some real shit. Most white girls you see with niggas, and they be horrible looking. Like you might catch maybe one or two, you know, white
rich
niggas look good.
But
a lot
rich
of these niggas
you're rich
white
nigga. Do you notice the rich niggas always got bad white girls though? Not if you're rich.
I mean the rich ones. But I'm saying that you said well.
I'm saying, but you're talking about the average nigga on the street, not the rich nigga.
Yeah,
all the NBA
dude, like,
got some fine white girls.
Yeah, the average dude.
Right.
Like, not your athletes. I'm talking about, like, the average dude that's living next door to me, that's down the street, that I see at the store. You see
uh-huh.
that nigga white girl, and man, she just looks horrible. You know, these niggas fat, nasty. Ugh. You know, you might see the occasional dude with a nice-looking white girl, but the majority of them just be horrible. Just bottom feeder ass white bitches, like, you know, just you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see that. I can't even lie. When I see that right there, I gotta be honest with all my calls on the line. When I see the fat, out of shape, bad body white girl with the black guy, you feel me? I always think to myself, she's at the lower echelon. She couldn't get Johnny B. Good down the street, the goddamn quarterback of the team. She couldn't even get the goddamn math chemist nerd guy to like her because she's just so uncomfortable with her skin. White guys probably rejected her so much that she just turned to black guys. Now, why this nigga ended up with her, I don't know what's wrong with this nigga. Okay,
I went to school, right? And when I was going to school, when I was going to school up in Upper Michigan, so it would be like all the white girls that would fuck niggas like some of the white girls, they always mess with black dudes. And then it'd be like when they would stop, when none of the white dudes would mess with them. It was like they was like, damn, like all the, like if a white girl went up just fucking with niggas all the time, the white dudes would ban her. She would be banned from fucking with them. She couldn't go back to them and be met. She would be like an outcasts. But you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't.
Right.
I don't know. That's how it was when I was up there. Like, the white girls went, they was always messing with niggas. They couldn't go back to the white dudes. They wouldn't fuck with them. They
it's pretty much a general acceptance for the most part, like that everywhere. Once you go black and your family kind of, you get disowned amongst that circle of white people, they really don't fuck with you like that because you like. Or you just got too much black dick up in you. You know what I mean? They don't fuck with you like that. They kind of write you off. White people. That's just how it goes down. Sad, but that really is the case. You feel what I'm saying? All right. One more question. I'm going to my homie T. Lewis, and then I got a private call on the line. What do you think white people who hang around mostly blacks should get a pass for using the word nigga?
I don't know about that one. I mean. It's like you probably have to say that, like this around your close, you know, I done known you 10, 15, 20, you know, done been to lock up with you, you know, that type of situation. But all that, like, that's just out there with it. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable with that shit. I'd be like, man, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? I can't even really be around that type of, like, that. Because then it's like if they using it, like, they get mad at another black person. It's gonna be a situation. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be like, it just depends, though. You know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be a situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if it's like somebody you know, like that you know been down with for years, and you already know this person mentality. You know, been through everything with. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? But
all right,
each his own on that one.
Yeah, I, like I said, I'm not really one of the people that's cool with it like that per se. Even though I have not really, but I have had one or two white homeboys that, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I let them, but I tell them all the time for their own safety. Like Nooney said, nigga, don't just be motherfucking just randomly just saying that shit. Like if you ain't around, if you don't know every motherfucker in the room personally, don't do it. You feel what I'm saying? Just don't even set yourself up for failure like that. You feel me? All right, homie, thanks for calling in to the show. You did. Really appreciate that. You feel me? All right, stay on the line. I got a couple more callers to get to, by the way. All right, T. Lewis, man. Sorry it took me so long, but I had mad people on the line today. I got you two private callers. T. Lewis.
No, you good, man. I can stay on tonight, so you good.
Okay, yeah, it took me, man. I had almost 40 people on this phone line at one point. You feel me? And about 20 people with their hands raised. I was trying to get to them all, but what can I do, man? I'll be trying to move right along. But, you know, the show is interesting, and people want to talk about this kind of shit. So, episode 167. Yeah. My homie T. Lewis is on the line. All right, homie, what do you think about it? What do you think about white people who act black, quote unquote?
Well, first of all, I ain't gonna lie, I have actually used that term. I think the problem is on the social level. I think with movies and TV and things like that. I think on the social level, for white people and certain white people. Feel like that they need to be accepted by a certain segment of black folks or black folks in general. They see movies like Drumline and Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society and things like that and think that they have to act like that or to assimilate in that circle. And I personally got a problem with it because it's like Faye said, just be you. You ain't gotta act and talk like old dog or nothing like that just to get accepted by black folks. I mean, I don't get that. Now,
what do they like the homie Young Pat says? Like, man, I grew up in fucking 1,000 different hoods. I've always lived in a poor community. I've always been around black people. I've never lived in the burbs or anything like that. And this is how I am. This is who I am. What about people like him when he used the word nigga?
I don't agree with white people just using the word nigga, period. I don't care where they grew up at.
Okay.
I mean, it was a couple. I mean, we had a couple of white guys that grew up with us in Foxwood. And they never came, not in front of us anyway. I mean, they might have used it at home when they was in their house by themselves or something like that, but they never said that word around us. Not one time.
Right, right.
I ain't never been cool with it like that.
Okay. So you never just, like, period, point blank, you're not really feeling it at all. You see what I'm saying?
Nah.
All
right.
So is using the term acting black prejudice to you or racist to you?
I do think it is a prejudice term because you're not prejudging or predisposing somebody how they act on the white person's end, but you are predisposing how black people act in general. You see them speaking a certain way, like you were saying, you say like know what I'm saying, or or what's up, my nigga, or something like that, that, oh, all black people talk like this. So therefore, so you are prejudging the way black people act on a grand scale.
Okay.
That is what I think.
Yeah, so it, I mean, like I said, to me it is prejudging and being prejudiced. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Do you think whites that only date blacks are kind of like sellouts the way in the term that we use it?
It's funny because now on the flip side, how I used to believe it didn't. I used to hate seeing it. I used to hate seeing a fine black female with a white dude. I used to hate that. Now she was regular, I didn't care. You just do what you do, but. Now I really don't care. I don't think they necessarily sell out, but I do think that white people see them as sell out. Just like I think the other caller was saying. But once a white girl has been known to get drugged by a bunch of black dudes, it's a wrap for her. That's the only thing she can date after that. I don't necessarily think that it's a sell out. But in the case like what Jenna was saying, I do think Jenna feels that she's more accepted by black men than white guys, because the average white guy's not going to date somebody that looks like Jenna, period, point blank. That's just what it is. So I can understand, and I ain't trying to say that Jenna wasn't trying to keep it 100. I mean, I really do think that Jenna feels like she's more accepted by men of color. That is what it is.
So then it's more of an acceptance thing.
Right.
Because they're not accepted, you feel me? I kind of can understand what the homie was saying. You feel me? Also, when he was just like, man, shit, you know what I'm saying? When they can't, like you see a lot of the black girls, I mean, a lot of the white girls with black dudes, they be kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Not really not attractive. You feel what I'm saying? You know what
right.
I mean? But I've seen some, like my homie Mike that was on the phone, his white girl is bad. You feel what I'm saying? I've seen pictures of her. She a bad little white girl. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I mean, it varies. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I would say that per se. I've known some black dudes who had some fine ones. The fine girls in my lifetime that I hit was all bad, nigga. I hit one that looked better than Jennifer Aniston, like on her best day. You feel me?
Hey,
but that's, I mean, that's,
you,
that's,
you know what I'm saying? This is my thing.
If, I had that thing, but the ones I had was fine. You feel me?
Yeah,
I had
if
one.
If you're going to get you one, get one. I've
actually slept with four white girls in my lifetime. One of them was like the typical white girl who really ain't all that. She wear the little bobs, whatever. She dressed black and talked black and all that kind of stuff. You feel me? And all
right.
That. She was just one of the home girls of the home girl, so I smashed her. The other ones was white girls, and they was bad. And that's why I fucked with them, because they was fine. Because I always felt like if I am going to cross over and do that, nigga, they're going to have to be stunning. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's just my thing.
Exactly.
If some kind of way I end up marrying a white woman, nigga, when she walks the room, nigga, she going to shut that bitch down. Like Kim Kardashian. You feel what I'm saying? Period, nigga. Or she would never get a ring from me. I wouldn't even consider this. I would never even seriously date her.
And you know what's funny? I've had people in my family tell me that, like my aunts or stuff like that. So I was like, yeah. I like, we ain't telling you not to date no white girl or nothing like that, because they always thought that I was going to be with a white girl. But it's like, just make sure you don't get no ugly one like these other niggas doing.
That's
how I see it. She going to shut the place down,
Jessica
Biel or something like that.
She walked through, nigga. It's a wrap for niggas. Niggas gonna envy that one. You feel me? Off top,
right?
Like white boys too. You know what I'm saying? Or it's never gonna happen with Blizzard. It's not gonna happen. All right. So, and you already answered the question. How do you feel about using the word nigga? You say you're not cool with it. You're not with it whatsoever. Period. You're just not feeling it, right?
Exactly.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. So, stay on the line. I got another private call in line. We haven't talked yet. Hold on a second. All right.
Yeah.
Private call. Is this
Hello?
Oh, what's going on? I kind of figured that might be you. You did?
I'm headed to the locker room. You finished with T. Lewis faster than I thought.
Oh, yeah. So, you've been on the line for a minute. Have you heard everything that went
down? Oh, yeah, I heard all of it.
It was a pretty good show. Oh, Jana. Did you hear how we got on Jana?
Y'all always do Jana like that. She just took tail.
Well,
I'm not gonna argue
with you guys.
One day she's gonna bust out and be like, "Fuck y'all." Just like that.
I'm be like, "Damn, Jenna." I wouldn't be mad if Jenna said though. You know what I'm saying? I really won't. It's funny, Jenna. Man, fuck y'all niggas. Man, motherfucking niggas made me sick. I won't be like, she goddamn like it's coming from Sarah Palin or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Crazy.
I'm just saying, it's not the same thing. So anyway, let's go ahead and jump into it. What do you feel about black people who, quote unquote, act black. How do you feel about this?
First of all, I think the term, I wouldn't necessarily use the word prejudice. I think it is stereotypical. Because what do you mean by act black? I hate when people say this person act black or this person act white. And like, what the hell does that mean?
But you know what it means.
Trying to say if I act white, I act smart. And if I act black, I act ignorant. That's dumb as hell.
Let me ask you, okay, you saying that, and I understand that it's prejudice and it's stereotypical, but let's keep it fucking all the way 100. If a white boy come up to you with a motherfucking grill in his mouth, with a do-rag on, hat to the side, and a Chevy on 24s, bumping some Jeezy, the first thing that rolls your mind is this motherfucking white boy act black. Come on now.
I'm not to say that it doesn't come in my mind. It's still just stupid either way.
But you know that's what the fuck you feel.
I think it's stereotypical. I still think that's me stereotyping somebody.
I know that
it's me stereotyping black people. All black people don't act the same.
I know that, but I'm just saying when it happens, you say I don't like the term. I don't like a lot of shit, but it is what it is. I don't like the fact that police can beat a nigga and kill him, but it is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? So
it is what it is.
When you see why people do certain things, the term that comes to your brain, stereotypical or not, is they acting black. Right?
I'll probably like don't act like the average white person.
Oh, goddamn it. You just don't want to say I'm that because that means I'm right. So, of course, you can't agree. Next question. So, you already said
agree with you.
Motherfucker. And you never agree with me, but that's just because that's just me. So, you already said that you don't like the term acting black. You said it's stereotypical, so I go to number three. Do you think whites that only date blacks are sellouts? Or do they have an audience? Like, they erase their own. They're not comfortable with their own skin or some shit. What do you feel about that?
I think people just like what they like. And you know what I'm saying? Some people just know how to think outside the box. You just like what you like. It's black people that don't like a certain color of black person. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you just like what you like. It is what it is. Like it, I love it.
So what do you think about white people? Do you think it's okay for white people to use the word nigga?
No, it's not okay. But you know how I feel about the word nigga anyway. I don't like the word period unless I really mean what the definition of it is, which is ignorant, dumb, that type of stuff. When I use the word nigga, it can apply to anybody. But I don't just use it because I'm with my homegirls and call them nigga and whatever.
Okay. What's the difference? What's your definition of a wigger then? If you see somebody, or have you ever used the word wigger? Keep it 100.
No, and I think that's one of the dumbest words we've ever put together in our Ebonic language. It's like that's so stupid.
So I can't even. You don't ever use the word wigger. You never see.
Yeah, that's stupid. I use cracker or hunky or something first, but that's not even referring to a white person that act like. I know that's why I said it's not even referring to a white person that act like a black person. It's just a cracker.
Right. So.
I don't have a term for them.
But you said, see, the fact that you have a term for them means that you mean them is a them. There is a them though.
I'm just saying, I don't have a term for what people say a white person acting like a black person is. I don't have a term for that.
Okay. All right. That's the last question. Then let me see. Michigan girl is on the line. Michigan girl, do you want to talk?
What's up? I did push the number one
earlier.
I don't know what happened, so.
I didn't see you flank up at any given moment, so that's why I probably didn't come to you earlier. I know you've been on the phone, but your one hasn't been pressed for like most of the show, so I figured you were out.
I pressed it and then I got disconnected and I called back, but maybe it popped out. I don't know, but anyway, what's up?
Well, thanks for calling the show. Thanks for hanging on this late. Thanks for being in the third hour. What do you think about white people who quote unquote act black?
I mean, if that's just how they are, then that's fine. But I don't know. It irritates me when it's the people that's like really trying, like tell they just like trying to fit in or just trying to act a certain way because they think it's more acceptable because they're around certain people.
Uh huh. So you just, I mean, like I said, the thing about it is it only annoys me when I know that they really ain't like that. Because basically, they just be, they annoy me just no more, no less than any other fake motherfucker. You feel
right,
what I'm saying?
They
like
that's not how they are.
Right. So that's when I have a problem with it. But I mean, if I know a motherfucker really was born and raised in the goddamn hood, and he goddamn was raised in the projects with the rest of us niggas and shit, and he more goddamn, he got more he quote unquote acts black, or he, you know what I'm saying, he got more black in him, like people would say, than some niggas I know, I'm not gonna really trip. You feel me? Like that. You feel me? I that's just my personal opinion now. What about the term acting black? What do you think about that term?
I mean, I have to agree with Key. I think it's stereotypical because when you say someone acts black, what does that mean? I mean, how do all black people...
You know what it means,
all black people act. I know what we mean when we say it, but I'm just saying I think it's stereotypical and a little racist, but we've all used it. I mean, I've said it, so I'm not going to sit here and say I haven't, but I still think you're stereotyping and it's a little racist to say, oh, he acts black, you know. But I said it, you know, you see the white boy and you like, he acts black. He don't act like a white boy, but it's still like stereotype, like, well, what should a white boy act like? What should a black boy act like, or a black dude or whatever, so.
Okay, all right. So, next question. Do you think that white people who only date blacks or other people who they like they don't even like white people, they're not attracted to white people or anything, they don't even deal with them or whatever, do you think they're sellouts? Because, you know, that's what we call black people who don't date within their race. We call them sellouts. So do you think that white people are sellouts when they do that? Are they like that?
Honestly, I mean, it's like if they never dated within their race and they say, well, I don't date my race, I think that there's some self-hate issues maybe that they have within themselves, and maybe they just have some issues that they need to work out, because, like one of the callers said, you're usually attracted to your own race. Now, circumstances may have made you change that, like if you're a white girl and maybe you built up like a black girl, and there used to be a time when white boys didn't like that, so maybe the white boys didn't like you, so you kind of turned to, you know, black men because they were more accepting of your shape or your figure. That, you know, that's still a self-image issue that you're dealing with, so why you don't date white men now. So I think it could be a little bit like some issues that person may have within themselves that they might need to work out. But now if you just like to date just different people and you dated some anybody, then that's just what you like and you just looking for love, and hey, so be it.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, you feel me? There's been some white people or white girls or whatever who I feel like, you know what I'm saying, you know, they only date black guys because white guys don't find them attractive. You feel what I'm saying? I kind of feel like maybe Jana might be like that, maybe, and she's the homegirl, but that's just kind of how I feel about her. That's just,
it may be something like maybe they white boys weren't accepting of her, you know, growing up, or, you know, and that's understandable, but I think she might need to come to terms with to understand that maybe that's why she's not attracted to white men, because maybe growing up they weren't attracted to her, so she reached her focus.
I don't know. I just don't see that man be like, oh, that's like dating my brother. No, that just ain't working for me. I said that just be true for her, but it just didn't sound all the way. Right, right. Me neither. You feel me? When she said that, I could not kill her. You know what I'm saying? Really?
She seemed like a cool person. I'm just saying that to me it might be some other underlying issues of why she's more attracted to black men or other races other than she feels like she's dating her brother. I'm just saying.
Right, right. That's I don't know what to say about that. I don't know what to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What do you think about white people who, do you think it's okay for white people to use the word nigga ever? What do you think about that?
Honestly, I don't think it's ever okay. If it's a white person, kind of, maybe like, you know, Young Pat, I know them, like, I don't know him, but I'm saying if it's a situation like that where I know them, they kind of, I know the way they grew up and they just, you know, kind of grew up in the hood or whatever, I might not look at them real crazy if, you know, we all chilling or whatever, and they be like, man, you know, nigga, you know, and they not saying it in some kind of crazy way, but I'm going to be like, hey, you might want to watch where you say that in and around certain people, but just in general, I don't give white people a pass to say it because it's just, you never know, they might slip up and add that ER and then it's going to be some problems because, you know, we say it with an A and, I mean, it just gets all much, so I just don't give them a pass to just say it whenever they want to.
Okay. All right. Most people are going to take that stance that you take. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've had my one or two white boys in my day that was like, I know how they grew up and everything, and I know their history, and I know they really is from the hood, and they really rock with niggas like that. You feel me? And I really don't trip when they say it. But I have also been, you know what I'm saying, in a room with a white boy just using it profusely. And I'm like, man, I'm about to slap this motherfucking crack in a minute because, like, really, you don't even know me like that. You feel me? And so I feel like,
right,
niggas rocking with
that
shit like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're using that shit too loose. Like, nigga, you don't even know me, nigga. You never met me in my life. You don't know if I'm cool with that shit or not. So, to me, it was like a fuck if you feel, fuck how you feel about it, any period, type of deal. And so I was about to slap the shit out of his ass, if, you know what I'm saying? Just somebody check his ass, you feel me? Because my thing is, if you don't know me like that, nigga, respect my motherfucking skin tone, bitch, and this motherfucker.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying?
I was at a mixed club, and, you know, it was a mixed club, so they playing hip-hop, and... You know, the white boy, he seemed like he might have been cool, but, I mean, he's just getting into this song, and the song said nigga, and he said it, and, like, half the club turned around and looked like, oh, we finna whoop his ass. Because,
right.
I mean, he just, like, with it, and he just, but it was like, I didn't necessarily take offense, but it was kind of like you get that sideways look, because you really thought he was, like, into the song, but then it was like the dudes in the club was like, uh-uh, he don't know us like that, we don't know him. And the homeboys that he was with, because he was with a bunch of, you know, black guys, they was like, uh-uh, you can't do that. And they really had to, like, go on and leave because it just, it was, like, not good.
Yeah.
That's why I say you don't just get a pass, because you really have to know who you around and if they're going to tolerate that. Because just because you know me and I know you and I know how you grew up and I might, you know, not say nothing other than, hey, you might want to watch who you around when you say that. Don't mean if we at a party, you can just say that and you don't know the other 30 people in the room because they might straight whoop your ass.
Exactly, and that's my whole point with it. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm actually trying to look out for you, homie. You feel what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, for real, I'm really trying to look out for your best interest. You feel me? That's why I was trying to tell Young Pat. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? For Nooney, I think when Nooney first said that, brung it up, he's like, man, I'm trying to help you. And I really just feel like that's pretty much the nail on the head. You feel me? So do y'all use the word wigger in Michigan?
I've heard it before. I've never used it, but I have heard it.
Oh, okay, I wonder, because I was going to, the last question is, of course, what's the difference between a wigger and a white person that isn't racist? What's the difference? I mean, what do y'all call white boys who act black up there? What do y'all call them?
I mean, you know, back in the day, you know, that's what they would call them. If it was a white boy, and we didn't have very many, we mostly had, the white boys I grew up and went to school with, they were white boys and they was cool because they went to all black school and they maybe lived, but they weren't like young cats, so to say. You know, they didn't talk slang. You know, they just didn't get all into it. So they were just cool white boys. It was mostly the white girls that got called that because they said they were trying to be black. So up north in Michigan, the way they used it when I was growing up was any white person that was trying to act black, not just like it just came across naturally or like maybe that's just, you know, you grew up around black people and you just maybe, you know, influenced how you grew up or whatever. It was those girls. They mostly used it for the girls that was trying to dress like we dress and wanted to date black dudes and was just trying real hard to act black.
Okay. All right. Very interesting conversation, man. Very interesting conversation. I really enjoyed the show tonight. You feel me? My lines have thinned down. You feel me? But I'm gonna open up the phone lines. Let's see. Only got a couple of y'all that's got your hands raised right about now. It's only about six of y'all. Let's see. El Panama, Shay, Key still on the line. You on the line? T. Lewis is on the line. I'm on the line. What's happening, everybody? Party at Key's place. Woo!
Party at Key's house.
Is everybody going? Who's going?
Yep.
I'm going. Lewis, El Panama, Shay.
I'll be missing that one.
I might go.
T. Lewis.
Come on down, Shay.
Panama, you in the line?
Got your room ready, Shay, Shay. Oh, you got my room. I'm coming.
Oh,
got your room ready.
All what? I need is a couch in case I drink too much. And
I got all that. I got a couple of those. I got three rooms waiting.
All right. Hey.
Well, not including mine. You know, my room might be the what goes down in Keith's house. Gonna be the boom boom room.
Wow.
The boom boom room.
The lion is in.
Yeah, the lion is in.
Wow. Well,
all I need is a pillow.
I'm gonna be there. You guys, you feel me? Thanks everybody for hanging around. I had a lot of people on the phone. I guess a lot of people was interested in this topic. I had a lot of people on the phone line today. Almost 40 people. That was pretty good. So what's been going on, everybody? I haven't had any kind of an after party in a minute because I haven't had the time. What's going on with you people? What's been up? Hello.
y'all got to sign a disclosure.
A disclosure?
Nobody better not faint. I know that much.
You said what, Shay?
I said nobody better not faint, pass out. I know that much.
Oh, what? Yeah. You're going to have some on
the... Are we making jello shots?
Are we making what?
Oh, yeah. And hunch punch.
Yes, of course.
We're gonna play some truth or dare. I'm gonna pick them every time.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't finna be getting me.
Spend the bottle. Wait, if me and Julia have spend the bottle, really?
Who said that? El Panama.
We can play Boomer.
Look, we play truth or dare, and if you don't take your dare, you gotta take two shots.
Uh-oh.
Hey. You could have
spent the bottle.
I could drink. I don't know about everybody else.
Be drunk as hell.
Nah, this after you done been drinking all night.
We're going to be on a diet, a liquid diet.
Ooh.
Liquid
going to be. Mm. Lord, I should have told Sunday. I might have to take Sunday off, too.
Man, it's about to go down.
I did. That's why I'm working 50 hours so I can like take 4 days in a row off.
Hey, do what you got.
So Shay coming up for real?
Yeah.
Keisha F. Might be coming.
She's coming all surprise.
Got T Herb in the house. T Herb coming up. Down rather. Yep.
So Key, when is your party again?
Next Saturday on the 12th.
Oh,
why you coming?
Oh, okay. Nah, I won't be there.
Yeah,
too, Louis. For real, straight up and down. I was just asking because I saw it online, but I didn't know. But I haven't been on the show for a while because your boy been making power moves. So.
I just planned this other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I just popped up and said I'm gonna do it. I was like, I just don't have a party.
Yeah, because I saw it online and I was like, and I just said Saturday or something like that, and I was like, oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
All right.
But no, man, I haven't been on the show a whole lot either. Like, I called in last night. So.
I should have had a theme party. Should have been like a lingerie party.
Wow.
Don't get me.
I don't know how many y'all.
I got five stages now, but you got to give me, because you know I might need to go shopping.
I ain't going to change it.
Because I'm saying, like, is everybody you inviting really cool like that, really?
Nah, but they're going to leave, though. That's what I'm saying. They're going to leave before y'all do, so I ain't worried about them. They're going to be gone.
Okay, so once the other people leave, in the K-100
people
leave,
just
gone.
Like, what did he say? It's the after party, man. We got the after party pop off.
After party is the after party.
We got the after party pop off.
Y'all out of control!
Yeah, they gonna leave early. They gonna leave, y'all. They gonna leave. So I mean, I just put them out.
All right, look, I got to end the show. I got to get some work done, you know what I'm saying, and everything. I got to prep for my...
Yeah,
gotta,
me too. I'm at work. I need to get some work done, Ryan.
All right. You guys...
You
be,
doing that, G.
You guys...
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, more than likely. All right, you guys... Thanks for hanging on with me. Thanks for tuning into the show. I'm out.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
Later, everybody. Oh, yeah, later to all you guys listening to me on the podcast. Deuces.